This is Cube Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, hi, diddly ho, neighbor. It is us. We are live. It is a Tuesday night. You're in studio, what is this, C? Yeah, C. We've moved so many times, I've forgotten where we are, what we're doing. But I think we're here. We're queer. Get over it.
I'm kind of used to it.
That's all I got.
Which part?
I don't know.
Being here and being queer.
Hey, there's that.
We're used to it.
It's good to be on a team with you, too, the listener, all the way from North Carolina. Don Don's in the chat room. Amina, Kat Carlson, of course, Missy Al sitting right here, Brand and Nant from all over the world, wherever you're listening. Welcome to our humble abode on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday morning, depending on where you're enjoying us from.
Yeah, and happy birthday, Madge.
Madonna. For those of you wondering why Madonna was being played before the show, it's because it is her birthday. Also, the late Elvis Presley's birthday.
The anniversary of his death.
Oh, anniversary. I'm sorry. His birthday's in January. You're right.
He died
today. 39 short years ago.
No. God damn.
Yep.
I remember where I was when I heard it. Do you? Do you? Does anybody else? Well,
oddly.
No, you don't.
Strangely, I've often believed that I was Elvis reincarnated, having been born after he died.
Oh.
Ooh, it's intriguing.
But you have absolutely no musical talent at all.
Oh, that's not true. You don't know my life.
Oh, but. Okay, I have been to karaoke once or twice.
That got harsh fast.
Well, I mean, I don't see her breaking out of a guitar.
You've never seen her play a triangle. You don't know. You're quite musical with the bell, dear.
Well, that's true. The biscuit.
Why, thank you.
The biscuit bell has been her friend for the past few weeks.
Oh, God, the biscuit bell.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is.
Happy birthday to Brand in a couple weeks.
As we are recording and being live, it's August 16th, 2016. This is show 271 in the series. And Marnie's on her way, of course, as always. Now, I will give you a little heads up. I'm not sure how this show is going to go. The storms look like they're rolling in. The clouds or the skies are looking a little ominous, and there was wind earlier.
It did look a little monsoony from the north.
I don't know if we're going to have wind or rain, though it's not predicted. It still could show
Marnie
up.
Is Marnie sitting in the wet spot?
No, I fixed the roof. I've been on the roof.
Last one in, sleeps in the wet spot.
That's always been my rule.
Wow. Exactly. Wow.
Last one back from the bathroom.
Okay. Not where I was going with that. But anyway, the roof is fixed. It's not even a metaphor for something. It's just, it really is. Anywho, well, here we are. What are we going to say, Alfie?
I'm just playing Train of Thought Theater.
Hooray!
Yeah.
There's
Alfie Free Association.
Phil Collins, as I like to call him. Phil Collins' first album, where he really did shine, has a really great song called The Roof Is Leaking that I think of whenever I see pictures of people suffering. I'm like, I know what delightful song that might cheer you up.
That's not the same song, I Wish It Would Rain Down, is it?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe you may have been confusing the title.
No, I think it's called The Roof Is Leaking off of Face Value.
Oh.
Which I will do my endorsement of that I have to once a year because I like to make fun of Phil Collins. But that first fucking album, Face Value, rocks my socks off.
Well, okay. Oh. Marnie Ryer has joined us.
If you don't own it, buy it.
Available on iTunes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well,
I'm not as out of breath as you. You've run in. Look at you.
Like you've been going all day.
I guess
there's pizza and cinnamon there.
That is not true. That is not true. You've not been going all day.
There is pizza and cinnamon in there.
No. She said she'd been going.
I'm not paying any attention to any of you.
I've been on a lot of fact checking lately, and she said that she had been going all day, and I called her and woke her up from a nap.
That's true. It was an unintentional nap, though. Okay. It was this kind of nap.
I see. You were face down on the dining room table with paperwork everywhere. I understand.
So, that's clearly, it wasn't that it was meant. So, yes, you caught me.
I always like that when I go, like, I can't sleep at all here or whatever, but I go to a client's and I'm trying to do something and I can nod off in a minute.
Absolutely.
Why is that? Yeah. Why is that?
Can I just lie down on the floor here just for a minute?
Is there a place in the kitchen or behind the bar somewhere I could lay down? Because I'm going to program your stuff, but I'm going to need a nap.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take care of this first.
I've learned to take DayQuil or coffee anywhere you go.
DayQuil.
Good call.
I mean, like, I might have sniffles or aches, but it gets rid of them right away and you're awake as hell.
Yep.
Very lovely.
It's a good call.
It is a good call. Well,
like menopause wide awake at night, asleep in traffic.
Are you experiencing that currently, Al?
Yes. I am.
What, you're not.
Oh, I could be.
Oh, it could be. But you're not going through any of that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we eliminated that.
Oh, no, you don't eliminate it. Just because you...
When I had my surgery done...
Just because you kind of... some parts does not mean that you go, oh, look.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Trust me, women everywhere would be running somewhere saying, get that shit out of me.
Get that shit out in a minute.
We're going clockwise through the menopause cycle because I'm next.
Yes.
Oh, well, she's not gone through. We're going to start there then. Here.
Yep.
And I'm going to go next.
Clockwise, yep.
Well, I wasn't sure. Well, usually the clockwise starts here.
Get the Depends.
Oh.
Put the bin liners on the couch. You're going to pee when you sneeze.
I feel like I have some time.
Yeah, you do. Well, being the youngest in the room, I think you got lots of time.
That's what I feel
like. Is that next?
Well, I keep seeing those commercials for all those bladder control things and diapers and all this bullshit. And it was funny
to plan ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, it's funny that, you know, I remember seeing those 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like... Oh, I'm good. It's good to know they're comfortable.
It's a lovely product.
Yeah, look, he's walking in jeans, and I don't notice them at all. Good to know.
Remember the Spishak once a year tampon
from Mad TV.
Once a year tampon, always. Boy. Oh, Team Biscuit. I really am on train of thought therapy here.
You are.
I like it.
Not that the train is connected at all. It's on different tracks, different stations, but we're all going at once.
So I apologize. Just kind of coming in. So we have Amina, hello, Don Don, Brand. Crystal. Who's Crystal?
Meth.
Crystal?
Her last name is Meth.
Hi, Crystal.
I don't know.
Well, we're not sure yet.
There's Crystal. Now, I should give a shout out. I don't know if she's listening or not. Stand by. I've got to make sure I have the right name because I know it's not right. Cassie. Cassie is the daughter of a friend of my mother's. Uh-huh. My friend's mother lives in Arkansas. My mom used to work with her, and her daughter lives in Austin. She's in town for work.
Okay.
She was seeing a large corporate account of hers, and my mom and her met up at my mom's house last night and apparently enjoyed some wine and 4 hours of conversation.
Oh,
so
nice.
Cassie, if you're out there, hello. I'm sorry I missed you, but I will catch you again.
Hello.
When you're back in town, because there's a slight chance in hell I'm ever going to be in Rogers, Arkansas.
Quite frankly, if after four bottles of wine, maybe it's Crystal, not Cassie.
No, 4 hours.
Oh, four hours
of conversation. All right, and if I said four bottles of wine, I misspoke. It was wine and 4 hours of conversation.
Okay.
Just an undisclosed amount of wine, then?
That's a good one. An undisclosed amount. That's good. It's like when banks get robbed. We don't know how much cash was taken.
Undisclosed amount of unmarked bills.
Right. 4 hours of time.
Huh? Northern Ontario, Canada.
Well, my gosh. Hello, Crystal. Welcome to us. If you would, let us know in the chat room how you found us and how you identify as a gender, because everybody in our Al keeps tabs on what and who that you are.
And birthdays and just all kinds of things.
And birthdays, right. And I don't remember any of it, so I don't know what you are or where you're from.
That's why we keep a list.
Yeah.
But Crystal, I feel like you've been in here before because...
Because your name's on the list?
No, because... No.
You're talking about...
Kat is winning so far.
Were you thinking Chloe? Were you thinking Chloe, Mr. Al?
Well, there was a... from Quebec City, yes.
Oh, Quebec City. Yeah. I like how he says the Quebec. Like he's from the Canadia.
I was going to say, it seems more popular with people from Canada lately.
Yeah. He grew up close to Canada, for God's sakes, up there in the...
I can see it from my house.
Actually, can you literally see it from your house? Yeah. You could up there, right? Of course.
Yeah. I mean, the air above it. Because you can see the mist of the falls from my bedroom window. And I still do not understand how that happened, because growing up, I would have noticed that. Like, I spent time in that room. Not a lot, but I was there.
I was in the basement all the time.
Yeah, mostly in the basement. No. But from my bedroom window, when you look out, you can see the mist from the falls. And I'm like...
Climate change.
How did that... No, well, I don't like it. Is there a building gone? Are there trees suddenly stopped growing? Like, it's very odd. And the first time I saw it, I'm like, do you think that's the falls? And my sister was like, well, what the fuck else would that be, throwing mist into the air that
high? So literally, distance-wise, how far are we talking? How far was that from your house?
Like 3 miles, 2 miles.
Oh, okay. I, for some reason, thought maybe it was a trifle closer.
Well, it depends on which way you're going. Like, straight down to the falls is 3 miles, but like across the...
As the crow flies?
Yeah.
Is what, four feet?
Well, the Niagara River is the end of my parents' street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like,
okay.
There's a little grassy area in between, but if you walk across the grassy area to 60th Street on the other side, you end up at the Niagara River, so.
Oh, that's, wow, that is really
kind
close.
Kind of our natural border.
Okay. Well, Al's from a border town, now we've learned. Northern, different than the southern border.
Niagara Falls, Ontario, Niagara Falls, New York.
Tom's trying to keep him out.
I'm still concerned that he's a secret drug mule now.
It's not a secret.
Are you like right there on the riverbank catching pounds?
Yeah. Maria Full of Grace.
Catching pounds? Is that a metaphor?
No, that's what they call it.
Oh.
I've learned.
Oh, no.
I know.
You did not get education
so
from
many
this,
things this week.
From these bird liners that you brought with us.
No.
Bird cage liners.
It's crazy talk.
Oh,
crazy
speaking of, we're going to go around the table. I thought everybody did. And I learned yesterday at an impromptu production meeting that we went to.
Kat and I, and Bootsy, Daniel Ray was there, and
Jason Carlton and Ron Rogers. We like to call rah-rah. I learned an interesting thing that Kat Carlson is partaking in, Kat, I'll let you explain that.
Guess Kat.
I understand. With the
Did
hat,
you want to explain
but,
my life?
But Al, with a ball cap on, you look exactly the same.
We'll never know.
We're going to do that next week. Al is going to explain my life.
Oh, that'll be fun.
If you can try to explain mine, I'll take notes during it. Yeah.
No, we'll just trade. We'll just be.
I'll just write things down that seem pertinent to fixing it. Oh, that was unexplainable previously.
I like it.
We'll just beat each other. No, so I am. I'm an intermittent watcher of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Yes.
But every time I do watch his show, I think. That's brilliant. I have to change my life immediately.
Mm-hmm. Like get an accent and everything?
Right.
Okay.
No,
and maybe
I
a popular to, show that some
I need
people
to
watch?
Move to England and start wearing, you know, no, checkered shirts with striped ties. And
well, just, maybe a show with a budget. I think that would
right.
be nice too.
Yes. A lot of things should change in my life.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Recently, not this last Sunday, but the Sunday prior to that, I turned on, you know, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and he was talking, amongst other things, about journalism and how it has changed in this country in particular,
uh-huh.
and some of the reasons that he thinks why it has changed. And one of them, well, yeah, it's 100% due to money, but mm-hmm. the problem being that people have abandoned print journalism, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which is where...
And self-thought?
Sure.
Well, and thought, too, but... In abandoning the print journalism and wanting to receive all of your information for free mm-hmm. online, that then leads your, you know, investigative reporters, the people that do all of this legwork and do all of these big stories that really educate the public and really tell people what's going on, and not even the big stories, even the small stories, the people that used to go sit at the city council meeting and would print an article mm-hmm. about it, now have to participate in so much social media, and they have to get so many clicks on so many articles, and they have to write so much stuff, like they're overburdened. And the crux of the problem is that we're not paying for our news. You know, like okay. Al says, pay for your porn, sure. and we say, pay for your music, pay for your movies. You should probably pay for your news as well.
Sure. So, you know what's interesting is it actually never settled into my head like that. I never actually thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Because I've always thought to myself, news should just come to you.
Right.
Information should just come to you. And then I just realized, it's funny that I just realized this.
Isn't that crazy?
The way that when you say that and it hits you that way, mm-hmm. pay for your porn, pay for your music, pay for your information.
Pay for your news.
Because if you don't pay for information, you get skewed information.
Right. Well, because...
You can still get it skewed, but you're not going to have people... You need journalists that are doing the research, which was the link that I sent you about that show to listen to has a lot to say on this topic.
Right. I'll bet. So anyway, and I've been saying it in spurts and bits and pieces for quite some time that cable news is what is killing this country, because when we started wanting to make sensational profit on the news, when CNN became a 24-hour thing instead of everyone's local nightly news or even national nightly news, like once we moved to that 24-hour, have to have it all the time, have to mm-hmm. do better, have to have more clicks, have to have more views, have to have more everything,
mm-hmm.
that's when... information and education of the public really like took a dump. Not that the public has ever been 100% or even greatly informed to begin with, but it's really taken a nosedive within my generation for sure.
And the generate clicks thing
mm-hmm.
is a huge problem.
Is a big
problem.
Because
it starts that echo chamber.
Yep.
That there's a story on Facebook and then you click on the one below it because it reinforces what you already think. And you're not going to click on the one next to it. That might be counter-programming.
Well, and I said the
As
same
it
thing.
Often is.
I said the same thing to Sharon. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to subscribe to the newspaper. She's like, well, what about online? I'm like, absolutely. You know what? I open Google News 3 and 4 times a day. But you know what? Google remembers what I click on and what I like, and it keeps feeding me more of that.
And your echo chamber begins.
Right. Yeah. And so it just does. So now, Sharon did talk me off the ledge. I was going to subscribe to 7 days, and she's like, when are you going to do that?
Right.
She says, when do you think you're going to read that? I said, all right, fine. And it's so very inexpensive. The introductory subscription was $12 for 3 months of Sunday home delivery.
Okay.
$12 for 3 months of a paper. That's half of what I spent drinking yesterday. Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
I bet it's less than that.
Less than half?
Than what you spent yesterday.
No, no. I was drinking at gay bars.
Oh, all right. I'm just guessing. I met you at 8 or 7 or whatever the hell time it was.
So, you know what? Some bars have very kind and generous discounts.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I appreciate
it. I'm well aware.
Toward the industry.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's very, very inexpensive. So then I was so inspired. Sunday morning I subscribed, and then I was like, well, I want a paper now. So I went out and bought one and read it like cover to cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here it is.
I brought the whole paper in case anyone was interested.
And I said to her yesterday.
It took a whole week to read. Like, it really.
I read it in one sitting. It took me a little over 2 hours cumulatively.
Yeah.
I said to her yesterday that I agreed with Sharon that she did not need to have a full week subscription because they don't own any birds. So a Sunday edition was enough. They can get through that. And then if they ever move, they can pack shit in it.
Yeah. And you can get these online, like my Entertainment Weekly that I pay for.
Yes.
I get the hard copy, and then I also have it on the, I just open it up and I can do it on the tablet too. So if I'm not in the mood to carry the magazine around with me, and it can pull up on my phone,
And your preference for either or?
It just depends on where I'm at and if I want to get it wet. But sometimes, like, if I'm doing something, I'll just have it in front of me. I just have a thing about reading. And if you don't want to do a local paper, which I don't always enjoy local news because it gets into what cat got rescued, I always enjoyed the USA Today, and I got that, but they don't have Saturday, Sunday papers.
Well, let me tell you.
The nation's McPaper.
Let me tell you fun facts about the Arizona Republic, because I was thinking about it, and I was, like, racking my brain.
They're both under the same service.
Well, I don't think that ever, as a live-on-my-own adult, I've ever subscribed to the newspaper before. I don't think that I ever have. My parents always did. I had USA. We did.
It kept piling up, and... Because
you have so much time to stop
and... Right. What am I going to do that? So that's the reason.
The second revelation that I had is about half of this Arizona Republic is USA Today.
Right.
About half of it has the USA Today banner on it.
Right, like, and if you go to the website, it's
isn't
the same.
Isn't it Gannett?
Yeah, they're both Gannett services.
All Gannett, like Channel 12, AZ Central,
they've plumped
USA Today.
The McPaper inside here, which is very nice.
Well, and if nobody locally realizes this, Channel 12 moved into Arizona Republic's building, so their first floor of the building.
Yeah, and it's just a way to combine resources, because there's so little money out there for people to go around. I listened to 538, that podcast, and the one woman is an editor for the New York Times or somewhere, and she was saying that it saves her money, like, as Trump is banning newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she works for the Washington Post, who's banned, who's blacklisted from
his campaign. Who he gave an interview to, because he's a dumbass.
Like, I'm kind of glad. Like, I'm not paying my reporters per diems and having them travel, and he won't shut the fuck up, and neither will the people on... They just keep spewing nonsense.
Everybody just keeps talking.
So we don't need to send somebody out to follow him, because he comes to us.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Sure.
So I sent you guys a link, and it's your assignment now that none of you listened to it. But it's like 25 minutes. It's that keeping it 1600, and they really go into detail of, like, the media's problem with this election, and it takes it from so many different angles of who's doing media right, who's...
You may have. I know that I have not.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's called Keeping It 1600. It's left bias like we are, but it's a really unbiased way of looking at what everybody's doing right and wrong in the media right now. And like I always talk about news cycles and knowing your news cycles and how Bernie Sanders doesn't seem to know what that word means.
Yes.
It really goes into... news cycles.
Keeping It 1600 and the one you sent us are different. I was going to say, because I listened to Keeping It 1600, but the Politico Nerdcast, I clicked on the link.
I'm so sorry. It was Nerdcast.
And the newest one wasn't up yet.
Because
I'm listening to 538 and Keeping It 1600.
Ed, Nerdcast.
They're not on Google Play.
538.
That's why it hasn't come up.
It's bumming me out.
And what's it, Keeping It 1600?
Yeah. So Nerdcast, and that's why that makes more sense. That's not skewed either way. And that's why this thing on reporters and reporting and buying your paper, the money that needs to go into journalism, and the fact that we as a country turned... TV news used to be a not-for-profit. You were given this hour of TV. It was like established by the FCC.
It was required.
You had 1 hour to deliver the news, and that's why it was mostly unbiased. It didn't depend on commercials. It didn't have to make money. And then at some point, let's blame Reagan... It got moved into the entertainment division, and all of a sudden it had to make money,
right?
Which is how stories like Kim Kardashian and shit, that's right. Not news.
Not news.
Right. And you suffer constantly from, and I say that with local news all the time, like, that's not news. And that used to be a local problem, but now it's a national problem now of...
Oh, no, I 100% agree with that.
That ain't news, kids.
Right.
So, oh. So far, first impression, I greatly enjoy having the Sunday paper, and I can't wait until next Sunday when I sit next to my kid who can't stop cutting out, like, grocery store ads. And he gets to cut out all of the eggs from all the grocery store ads, and I get to read all the paper, and it'll be wonderful. Things that I...
You'll value that when you go shopping.
Get him couponing.
No shit.
Right. I'm working on it. Things that made me sad.
And sewing.
I don't want to tell you how to raise your children. Teach that kid how to coupon today.
Right. Listen, you don't understand this kid in grocery shopping.
Coupon savant.
Crazy,
you got it. We're on it.
Crazy town. There's no longer a comic section.
Yeah, you said that. You
bummed me out. Yeah, I totally went looking for the funnies. There's no more funnies, at least not in the Arizona Republic. I don't know if any other papers do. I just have this one right now. Wow. I'm taking it slow. You know, Sharon's a little skeptical. Yeah.
One at a time.
That $4 a month, she's like, settle down.
You're the woman who bought a minivan in spite of her decision, and yet you're pausing at one paper just thinking, I'm going to ease into this.
Hills and valleys of relationships. Like, sometimes you could say, fuck you, I'm making a $2,000, go fuck yourself. And sometimes you say, can I spend this $4?
Yeah. Right, all right, right.
Hills and valleys, my friend. Yeah, there's no longer a comic section. There is, however, still a TV guide.
Mm-hmm.
And there is still movie listings that look exactly like they did the last time I looked at a newspaper.
Yes.
She like did when I was say 17. Yesterday in a conversation, Parade Magazine is no longer part, or at least not a part of this one.
Not a part of this one.
I think that went under a while ago.
I remember reading Parade Magazine.
Or Parade is only online. Some things have just gone online.
It's
much smaller than I remember. This looks like a Thursday newspaper to me, comparatively. And I grew up in Salt Lake, so it's not a much bigger city, and it's not a much smaller city.
Are there as many ads in it? Like all, because remember, every weekend, all the ads.
The ads were about the same.
Okay.
The ads seemed about the same to what I remembered. The paper part, like this is the paper we're stripped out from the ads, and this seems light.
I like it's more narrow than I recall too. It's a narrow, like I remember
like a narrower
page.
Print.
Right. Well, no. Yeah, just the sheet is.
Right.
Because like I'm used to like a third wider than that.
Like, we're not talking about the news in it. We're just talking about the actual paper that's
printed
on.
A third wider than that. Like, that's a small paper.
Yeah, it is. But that's how unfamiliar we are with the beast that we're describing. Well, it seems to be paper.
Well, no, it is paper.
And it lost
it
a bit of weight.
It appears to be newsprint of some sort.
And I'm sure it still comes off on your fingers. Like, by the time you're done, the tips of your fingers are probably black.
You can tell that
there's some swimmers on there.
That's straight up USA Today.
That's literally, USA Today is literally in this paper.
So it cracks me up. So... You could always tell the day that I got the paper. Well, I used to get it delivered every day, but like smudge on the fingers and then smudge on the light switch when I turn off the light to go to bed. And I'm always like,
but yeah, I'm very much looking forward to being more locally informed, which is the one thing that I really did like was there were some things that were fairly specific to our area that I was like, huh, I never would have found this out.
And that's probably why I'm so bad at local issues is because I'm like, oh, God, get me away from this cat story.
No, I mean, I don't care about the
cat. God bless the cats, but I just feel like
Facebook gives me the cats in the tree, but this one gives me, you know, SB something or other that gave way too much power to local legislators.
Right, that none of us heard about.
That none of us knew about.
Right.
Because the clickbait was doing the cat.
Right. Yeah. So... There's that. Other than that, I've just been drinking.
And from a slightly historical perspective, one of the things, and I can't remember what the George W. Bush scandal was, but he was very grateful that the day that it came out, Michael Jackson was exonerated of the child molestation charges.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
And, I mean, every news was cut, like, there's a bigger story here, but we have to cover the Michael Jackson. And I remember CNN apologizing, like... And I can't remember what the actual thing was, but it should have been a shitty day for George W. Bush. He was so happy that that's the day that the verdict came in.
Oh.
Because it got swallowed up whole.
Sure.
And
that still happens today. Like, what was it? Farrah Fawcett and, Michael Jackson's death.
This was hard news that the world needed to know about.
Right. Real news.
And then that.
And then that. Right, right. I totally get your saying.
Which is the point to John Oliver in his very first episode was, well, we're worrying about this bullshit. The world's largest democracy in India is having a vote.
Is having an election, right.
And we're not, we as Americans aren't paying attention to the world's
largest
democracy. Because
Britney Spears
got a new dress. Democracy. Yeah, and it was his very first episode, and that's why I'm like, oh, I'm going to like this shit.
Yeah.
That we are so not watching what's going on in the world because we need to know that Kim Kardashian took a photo in a pool.
Right.
Right. And I make fun of several people that I know that are younger than me because I don't understand how. And granted, I've gotten on this train a little late in life, and I'm a little undereducated with regards to a lot.
Is it Snapchat?
But no, I still don't know how that fucking works. I mean, I do good to get through Facebook, and that's enough. But I chastise other people. I'm like, you need to pay attention to this. And he goes, well, it doesn't affect me. I'm like, yes, it does. You just don't realize at 23, 4, 5 right. that it does. Some people do. Some people come apparently out of the womb and realize political issues are going to affect you at 10 years old, and they start then.
And I think that starts at home
but
a lot.
But some of them don't get this at all, and they are running around, and it's driving me crazy. And I'm trying to get a couple people to register. Like, come on, you've got to. You, I need you to register. I need you to go with me. I need you to vote for this because this is very important.
Right.
And they're like, well, why? I'm like, okay, A, you're a gay man. This is number one.
Right. Because, this is very important.
Because there's two people right now running, and one of them gives a shit about you, and one of them doesn't.
Right.
And all of the other uneducated motherfuckers that are following the one who doesn't care about you really would rather just see you die.
Well, but now you can rope them in with the weed proposition.
Uh-huh. And that's how you get people going.
Arizona's putting...
You like weed? Come on, let's go vote.
Right.
No, but you got to find the issue. But you got to find the issue
that they like.
Arizona is putting
I thought gay would be enough.
No.
No, but it's weed now.
No, but you find out what it is. Like, it could be like, let's say it's Ernie. It could be an animal rights issue. No, then you go to what's going to get you... And we talked about that.
I thought we were going Sesame Street for just a second. Right, honest to God, I did.
But and if it's Ernie, then it will be gay rights. Cause
it's because Bert.
He's got a husband at home. That bitch got shit to do.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
But Ernie number two, she'd be the one that would be very excited that the one gay pride that I wanted to like bomb those people, the only petition that we were signing as you walked into the pride up in Flagstaff was about animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh. I'm like, that's it? All these people of a common mindset that might possibly vote alike, and the only thing you're going to gather signatures about or get us worked up is about how fucking veal is treated? Like, no fucking way. Find me some other people with petitions before I sign yours.
Wow.
Like, that just pissed me off. Like,
that's fair.
That, I mean, that's when I realized we have just reached the bottom of the political barrel. Luckily, things have really come up since. No. I think everybody was like, wow, this is some shitty terror. Not that animal rights aren't important.
No. Erin said she paid no attention. She's not able to be in the chat room because she's working, but she's watching. And she said she paid no attention to politics until she became a teacher.
I have three things.
Yeah.
Three things. One, let's clarify, Al does enjoy veal. It's not that he's against veal for the proposition. He just didn't want to sign that one. Now, two other things. I get Ernie's working.
Yeah.
She can't be in the chat room because
she's working on the computer.
But she can watch us.
On the TV. I got her the Fire Stick thing so she can watch us on the TV.
Oh, I love the Fire Stick. Oh.
Well, God, for hope we don't distract her.
Marina.
Hope we don't distract her.
Mindy over here.
Yeah, I see.
So what the deal is, she can't have the two windows open on the PC, but she, like, okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure
we're good. All right. She's not lying.
If she's on a Windows machine, that Windows key and the left button will create two nice even panels that
there
she can watch, one on the left and one on the right.
The she what? The Windows key and the what?
Windows left.
I don't have
split
that.
Split your screen nicely.
Oh, no, I did not do that on that one. Anyway, I was on the wrong computer.
Wow, it finally slipped all the way in, huh?
I was scared.
Gee willikers, that felt good.
You okay?
Are
you okay? Are you okay? Can I continue?
Is it in?
What do you want for breakfast? Your Uber's here.
Yeah. I'm done. Bye.
Okay. My update is lengthy today, but my last update is for those that are following the Team Biscuit saga.
Yes. Yes. I wish you had a picture of that fucking cake. I wish I had a picture of that cake that you did yesterday.
I'll send you one.
Well, it's on the Facebook. I can get it. Hang on.
All right.
Go ahead. You talk. I'll find it.
You find it. Well, we heard 2 weeks ago about Biscuit and all of the hilarity that had ensued.
The hilarity.
Yeah.
And I found out just how far we're willing to take an inside joke that has nowhere to go. And that distance.
It's accessories.
It's custom cake and custom t-shirt. We descended on the Cobalt yesterday afternoon, complete with custom t-shirts for the first 12 people that showed up. Team Biscuit.
I'm assuming you're number one.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Of 12.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I had 13 shirts made, partly because I can't do math, and partly because the guy at the t-shirt company that I was emailing also can't do math.
Happens.
Yeah. I thought I was getting 12 shirts, and he thought he was making 12 shirts, and so he quoted me for 12 shirts, and then he looked at the order, and he went, oh, there's 13.
Oh.
Oh, free shirt.
Math is hard.
Math is hard, especially when nobody's doing it.
Clayton, you're in charge of all math?
Yeah. So, you know, more than a dozen grown-ass adults with jobs and lives.
Grown-ass adults
with jobs and lives stopped by to see Biscuit on his last Monday shift because school has started and he's returned to studying whatever it is that he studies. I'm not actually entirely sure. We're close.
Biscuits.
And gravy.
Culinary school. Sure.
Yeah. Where's that box of biscuit mix?
And we brought...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, my God. We totally forgot cheddar biscuits.
People thought I said it too many times, but nope. Didn't get through.
But nobody bought it.
I just didn't have time, honey.
The worst. The worst.
We're horrible people.
Now, this is... Now, you want to explain this? There's Team Biscuit.
There's Team Biscuit. Well, that's Team Biscuit Part 2. We left some behind.
Now, is Biscuit the tall gentleman on the left?
Tall on the left, yes. The one behind me.
He is a biscuit.
Isn't he cute? He's the cutest.
I spread a little butter and jam on that.
We love him a lot.
We like you a lot.
Is touching allowed?
I mean, for a fee.
Okay, sure.
For a fee. Well, and then,
so I pay you?
Yes, please.
Sure. Okay.
Yes,
and
please.
Then this picture. Now, that is a bell cake.
That's a cake shaped like a bell. That's right.
Now, where did you find, where did you get this? How did you?
And what is the Tin Man doing for a cup right now?
It looks like the cover of a walk.
It does.
It's half of the Tin Lady's bra.
Yeah. Just...
And I want to know how you explained to whoever made this what you were doing.
You know, I didn't do that. I had a co-conspirator in Brock Williard, and he sent me a message the other day, about a week ago, and he says, I think we should get a cake made in the shape of a biscuit. And I said, better yet, what if we get a cake made in the shape of a bell? He said, you're brilliant. Who do we call? And so I went to the hive mind that is Facebook, and I said, hey.
I saw that post. I didn't realize what you were doing.
I need a fancy cake. Who you got? And I got 28 responses. And so then I said, hey, Brock, here you go. Have at.
I got a guy.
And so he went calling down the list, and apparently we got the cake from a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows Brock. And
it's fantastic.
And it was delicious. It was a beautiful chocolate cake, and we loved it. There was
it looks
ice
like
cream.
It weighs about as much as your van.
It really does. Because of the tin roof.
Yeah. Rusted.
Well played.
Thank you.
Yeah. But now we've found out
that I can lob a softball and have it come back to me.
Just how far this particular group of people is willing to take a really, like, doesn't make a whole lot of sense kind of an inside joke.
Yeah. Now, those listeners who may remember her telling the biscuit story from a previous episode, there was one person that was not as enthusiastic.
Oh, I think we learned about that after the show. That might not be for airtime.
Yeah.
I thought there was one person who wasn't as enthusiastic.
Yeah, there
we found out about that after the show.
We found out who after
Songs,
the show.
Microphones.
Oh. We don't need to call names. But there,
I wasn't going to call names.
Okay, there are some less than enthusiastic...
Bell ringers.
And I think you've got to ring them bells.
Well, so you know what I did? In the aftermath of the biscuit party, we ended up at the bunkhouse, which is a fine establishment, and I left a
bell. Were they welcoming of the party?
You know, the bartender was kind of like, he was so cute and just younger than Biscuit. And
oh, it's Josh, isn't it?
May I make a note of this bar that's on my corner?
He's a cutie.
I believe they said his name was Ryan.
Oh, it is Ryan. You are correct. Tall, really cute, kind of
tall,
dumb.
Really cute.
We're good friends.
Yeah.
Clearly not a listener anymore.
No, not a listener to the show at all. No.
But yeah, he was a little confused, but his face just lit up like Christmas.
He is adorable.
Lit up like Christmas when I handed him a bell and I said, here, honey, you should keep this. You should have this here at the bunkhouse. And he went, really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure Pat O is going to throw that fucker away soon.
Not my problem.
Exactly.
I also left one at Stacy's. Because as I was departing the biscuit party in a timely manner, like I may have promised
using
someone
all
at home
the exits safely. Yeah.
We used all the exits safely. We departed the initial and primary biscuit party on time, so that no naysayers could be mean or angry to the participants.
Promptly at 6 p.m.
Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh. And so then we departed and went to the bunkhouse and enjoyed their company and their hospitality for some time. And then, you know, everything, you know, kind of winds down. And I said, oh, goodness. Well, Sharon's home. She's starting to make dinner. I'm gonna head out. I'll see you guys later. And then I'm pulling out of the parking lot. And a man stands right in the middle of the driveway and says, no, bitch, you better get out of that van. We're drinking. Clayton McKee, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Former bell ringer.
Very nice. Very nice.
So then we proceeded in a small party.
Four cars.
A small caravan across the street to the Stacy's and solved all the world's problems.
We really did in about an hour.
Yeah.
Got it all done.
We
with the right amount of liquor, you can really cut that time down.
Well, you know,
it would have taken 2 hours, but we did it in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you have coffee to your liquor. Oh.
Surprise participant and new BFF of Kat Carlson, Daniel Ray showed up.
Oh, mm-hmm. I saw.
Which was very nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're close. Mm-hmm. I might even learn what he does for a living sometime soon.
Now, Daniel
Ray.
He
said so on the show.
I heard it too, and it went out with her name.
As we are live in studio right now, Daniel Ray is enjoying whatever he's doing right now, but he is attending the Adele concert tonight.
So he's crying.
A, can't listen to us currently, and B, doesn't really give a shit.
Because he's at Adele. Too, right?
Right, and tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Now, did you notice, Bootsy's got a little issue when she drinks. And he knows it. I've told him about it a million times. Did you notice that the more he drank, the more touchy-feely he got?
I have not been felt up by Daniel Ray. No.
You will. It'll happen. Yeah, she gets more. The more rum and ginger that she drinks, the more she wants to touch and feel everybody.
All right.
So don't feel special. I just want
you
to know.
She might be going blind.
No.
You don't know.
It's not Braille. No. I don't think it is.
Well, way to ruin the thrill for us,
I want you to know.
It's not every day I get felt up by a drunk gay man. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not hourly. Settle
down.
Well,
it's 3 days a week. Settle down.
There you go.
Dark Thursday. No, Wednesday.
We're dark on Wednesdays. Ms. Ryer.
Well, hello.
What is the...
That was an hour about me.
Am I mistaken, or were you at the Guns N' Roses concert
last night?
You were. Yeah,
I was.
Did they welcome you to the jungle?
They welcomed us to the jungle.
No. Does it get worse there every day?
It does. It does. And it also lasted until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, it did not.
Yeah, it sure did.
They had one hit.
It sure did. It was
You think with those long concerts, Axl Rose would be thinner.
I said the same thing. I'm not kidding you. He was running all over that stage.
He's not a listener either.
That he needs to
From hostess
keep running.
To hostess cupcake. Yeah.
By the way,
you know what? I've been to that 5K before. It's not a bad time.
That means five cakes.
I gotta get my tits up.
And Ronnie, I just need to point out, I just said the Elvis thing because I know that is a thing for today. So that's why I just said water. Now,
do you keep, what's Ronnie M? Is Ronnie Millsap?
No, Ronnie.
Is Ronnie Millsap actually tied here?
He's joining us from West Tennessee.
Yeah.
You should read the board.
I haven't had time.
Is he having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon?
Yeah. There's a stranger in your house.
Isn't he looking for love in all the wrong places? That's Mickey Gilley.
Right.
Yeah, true.
No. I love Ronnie Millsap.
Oh.
Anyway. Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses, and snacks.
Snacks.
And the occasional cupcake.
Seriously, he was running all over that stage. I thought, how is he not thinner? I don't get it.
Slash actually there, too?
Slash was there.
Really?
Shut up. I thought they were never going to go.
That's what I thought, too.
That's what the big deal
What's
about this concert is.
The guitar player that played with Michael Jackson on Dirty Diana.
Oh, yeah. Seems like a person.
No, the one who has the hat, all the long hair. Really, you don't know who I'm talking about. I'm surprised you don't know that.
Mm-mm. Seems like
for real,
one of the greatest rock and roll guitarists.
If I could run, well, I did like his voice on that "Welcome to the Jungle" song, but like I have no use for that. As far as I know, they had one hit, and then they all died of drug overdoses.
They actually
in a plane ride with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Absolutely not true.
No. Okay.
Allegedly, Slash is still alive.
Yes.
The Big Bopper and Patsy Cline and Richie Valens.
Yeah. But Lynyrd Skynyrd died in a plane crash, too.
I realize. And I have the cassette that they originally released with the flames on it, and then they died. Then they pulled that cassette back, but I still have it.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
I'm going to get you a picture of Slash so you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, is it going to be gross?
No.
I mean, he's a guitar player. He looks like Cousin It.
He's an 80s rock guitar player with a top hat on. Like, it's a lot of hair in a top hat.
It's kind of like Cousin It with Jerry Curl.
Formal wear.
Anyway, so went to that. So my best friend was in town. Seidel came into town.
Just left tonight.
Headed out this evening. I didn't
realize.
Back to Minnesota.
No.
I thought she was here longer.
Yeah.
Apparently not. Apparently I'm wrong.
It happens.
Oh, sorry, Nan. I just tried.
Trust, it's not the first time. Trust me, not the first time.
So we did that. We went out there. It was a real clusterfuck.
Really?
Going out there, getting out of the...
Was it out in Glendale?
It was. It was at Cardinals Stadium.
I hear
whatever.
Terrible things. Every time there's a thing out there, everyone just complains and complains and complains.
I've never seen... Like, it was crazy trying to get out of there. It took almost 45 minutes just to get out of the stadium.
Oh, well. This is Slash, for those of you wondering who the guitar player Slash is. I can't believe you don't know who that is. As into music
I remember him from a video, but I didn't know he was someone that I should.
It just is a
he seems smart.
Very
pretty, Good guitar player.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Real good guitar player. Yeah.
Went on tour with Michael Jackson. Yep. Because
And that's like the worst Michael Jackson song ever, too. That's probably the one song that I could not run
away
from.
That wasn't the point. The point is he went on tour.
No, but I'm saying like that's I wouldn't have if he's in the video or something, I wouldn't have that would have been like time for the news.
Oh, that's funny.
Anywho. All right. Carry on.
Did that, and then Saturday I thought about calling. Thought about bothering you. Thought about all kinds of things
on Saturday.
Yeah, so I'm Aaron's lawn had.
I knew there was a lawnmower.
Taken there, but you know the problem is that I just it's a go to. It's like a vacuum cleaner or you know whatever.
I understand,
son of a bitch.
There's a lawnmower sitting in my shop right now, and I'm surprised he didn't bitch about the fact there's not enough room for his bike.
Three things go to Clayton McKee: lawnmowers, vacuum cleaners, Crown Royal.
Oh,
bicycles.
I was going to add brown boys to it.
Oh, sure.
Bicycles, brown boys.
They're on a boycott.
It's almost like a handful.
Sure.
Mowers.
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead. So you were going to call me, but...
Yeah, I solved my own problem.
What happened?
Bought a new lawnmower?
Yeah, I did.
Shut up!
I'm going to take it back. It doesn't work very well.
Okay.
Not true at all.
Did you happen to bring the other lawnmower with you tonight?
Nope.
Oh, I thought for sure it'd be in your car.
No, it did a pass. It did like one pass and then it just stopped. But I honestly took apart everything and I looked and even the air filter kind of.
Yeah, but did you take the actual carburetor apart?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, well then we're not done.
Two things.
Yeah. Why would I take the carburetor apart? Like, I don't get that.
Because that's where the dirt really is.
Because that's where the gook is.
Silly question. Right. I thought it was in the air filter thing.
No.
Okay, first thing, it was so nice to see a picture of Seidel.
Yeah.
Because I had never seen a photo. So to see the picture, she's still get a visual to the name.
She has darker hair now. She has a little bit darker hair. Yeah.
Lovely person.
She is.
And then second, why would you put a lawnmower in a car?
To bring it to me.
To bring it to him.
Do you buy a ramp for this occasion? Or
you pick it up.
It's not a driving lawnmower or anything. I mean, it's just a...
Yeah, it's not a rider.
Like, where do you touch it to pick it up?
If you had a van with stow-and-go seating...
Well, if somebody's going to pick you up, where do they touch you?
Well, the dirty bottom.
Well, this is going off the rails.
That was an elaborate setup. Like
like a six-pack of soda. They just sort of pull you...
Aside from that handle, which gets, I can't imagine touching a lawnmower anywhere else. That seems inappropriate. Like something you should do in a paneled van.
I've never had a lawnmower complain.
Yes.
And I've never had a van with paneling.
I've never harassed a lawnmower. I have the seats that go down in the Subaru as well, so it would be just fine. But anyway, I digress. So I just went and bought a new one, and it was lovely. And so we got. I just had to. It was 100 and God.
Eventually, you gotta buy stuff.
No. This I'm telling
Make
you.
God's
I know.
Dream come true.
I know for a fact that this can be. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I know for a fact that my lawnmower can be fixed in a heartbeat. I just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
And I needed Saturday. Like I needed it on. To be done.
Don, that's as much as I can do. I'm terribly sorry. Now that's
enough.
It's still good.
It's all the important bits are represented.
There we go.
The bits. Anyway, so did
funny that I didn't delete that picture because I knew at one point I would need it again.
That's coming back now.
You got to go to your happy place once in a while.
We might as well just make it part of the intro at this point.
And now a word from Tonga. Or just this picture.
Oh my God, can we do updates from Tonga?
Can we get towels from Tonga? Right. that's a new thing.
Let's do news from Tonga. I'm going to look it up right now.
Oh, news from Tonga.
You made Tonga. It's good.
All right.
Dear Google.
I'm not sure how my ears are going to be functioning for tomorrow after last night's concert, but we have Adele tomorrow.
Oh, say, why is there a delay?
No, because I'm still kind of like,
A
little loud.
I'd love to do Adele, but I know that cannot happen, so I'm just, it's all right, whatever.
Yeah.
If I can snag a ticket tomorrow, I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very excited, but it was so much fun to go with Lisa and be at that concert. That was her thing in high school. Like, it was always, and I thought I listened to heavy metal, you know, bang your head kind of stuff.
I cannot picture that.
With like Def Leppard and Bon Jovi. Like that
Bon Jovi
I thought
is
was,
not heavy metal.
I know.
But in my mind,
that's my point.
That is.
I'm
without.
I was
like,
right.
But in my, I'm without. Back in the day, I'm like, that is just heavy. What the hell is this shit? And now
pour
it's like,
sugar
now it's
me?
Like nothing.
Bubblegum pop.
Absolutely.
Right. And when I hear pour some sugar on me now, I'm like, the fuck is this?
Right.
Yeah, all I know is some white girl's about to start screaming and she's going to get a neck injury every time pour some sugar on me comes on.
Because they're going to try to bang their head?
Yeah.
I went somewhere really wrong.
I did too.
I got a visual of a spear.
a lot happening there. Yeah, no.
A spear, we're going to call it?
Well,
no, a spear into her neck, and she started screaming.
Oh, I see, I see.
I heard neck injury.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That, I'll be wax nostalgic about the last time I threw a spear at someone's neck.
Too many times.
Let me tell you, at least once a week, I feel like Clarice Starling, and I'm like, when will the white girl stop screaming?
Yeah. So
I had to quote. I'm sorry. Your poor segment.
Okay.
I had to channel my Cat Carlson as I channeled my inner white girl and said, "I can't even at work the other day." I'm going all full on white girl on you. I can't even.
I can't be bothered.
Well, and I have a picture that I can send to Clayton for you know, while Al is doing his segment. But when we walked in, you know that I'll send you the picture that I had on my face too. I found a picture of a baby. Shock and awe, really.
Nobody brought a baby to this concert.
No.
She ran into a baby in nature, I think she's saying.
I'm saying the look on my face. I found the perfect picture to react.
To convey the emotion.
Sure. Because the person sitting directly in front of me.
Carol Burnett.
Mullet. I mean, the best mullet I've seen since
keeping the dream alive.
Totally.
I see.
He's like, I'm going to be a roadie or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was the best.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure being
recreated. Somebody's going to remake Roseanne. I feel it.
I know it. And they're going to
Becky with the good hair?
Me. Right, Becky with the good hair. I mean, this was just business in the front, party in the back.
Where the party belongs.
One question.
It was amazing.
Man or woman?
It was a female, I think. Be female. And then it was a lot. God, I can't even tell you how good it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't even pay attention really to the concert.
Yeah.
I was like, well.
Can I have tips on your mullet?
And then because I had that. Oh, and it was pretty good. But then he leaned forward. We didn't realize we hadn't gotten the whole picture.
Oh.
He had like highlights on the ends.
Huh?
Like, for real. It was
he's representing decade after decade.
Absolutely.
You're combining all that's wrong with the 90s with what went terribly wrong in the 80s.
If Joe Dirt and Billy Ray Cyrus had a baby.
They did. It's called Miley.
Oh, good call.
Every time a gay guy gets highlights, an angel dies. I just want to tell you. Let's just put that out there.
Oh, it was wild. Oh, my God.
Gay men with highlights kill angels.
Do you know the pain I went through? with a crochet hook and a shower cap to get the highlights?
Oh, my God, me too.
Yeah. But you were a girl.
Oh, but
they may not have realized it at the time.
She knows what it feels like for a girl.
Oh, nice segue. That was cute. Very nice. That was nice.
Yeah, I can get a crochet
hook really still hurts your head.
It does. Not like a motherfuck crochet hook.
It's not like you were jamming it into your ball. She has the same parts up there.
And my girlfriend at the time was not gentle about it.
Oh, you had it done amateur.
At home. Oh, yeah.
No.
Nay, nay.
I wanted to pay for my pain.
Somebody went to Truvies.
We thought we were Truvies. We went to Sally's.
Nice.
Nay.
Is that a beer in my frigidaire? Yes, it is.
I have found my new segment.
What?
News from Tonga.
News from Truvies.
No.
You know what?
Well, I sent you guys a link to a really good story from Tonga, if anybody was going with that.
I don't read.
God damn it. No, why do I send you again?
Marnie.
We don't know.
We appreciate it.
We wonder that, too.
Marnie, are you wrapped up? You
good?
Mindy, is that it?
It doesn't have to be. What else?
No, nothing.
Ms. Perkins.
Just worked, and then I woke up to an old-fashioned ladies' wake and bake today. So
yeah. No movies this week? You haven't seen a movie?
Oh, I did. I saw a really fun movie called Don't Think Twice, I think it was called.
Don't Think Twice. I've not heard that one.
Written by a gentleman named Mike and directed and starring. And it was
he sounds nice.
Yeah.
Was it just a guy holding
maybe
a camera?
Maybe Mike Battaglia is his name. But it was Key of Key and Peele. Various people, Jillian Jacobs.
It's not about
from,
the cat, is it?
No, it's about this like a groundlings type group that are trying to like. They have an improv group in New York City, and they're secretly trying to get on SNL. It's all very like names. The names are changed to protect the innocent.
Okay.
But it was. It's a really fun movie about improv
I think
theater.
I've seen anything about that?
And like people that are all on that one level, as one of them makes it big, and how the rest of them kind of deal with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did see a preview for this.
So it was very clever, very funny. The improv moments are fun. And then it was really kind of...
Because is the character that Key... Is that right? Key?
Yeah.
He's the one that makes it?
Yeah, he gets to SNL and or whatever they call it.
He was on Colbert. I saw a segment of him when he was on Colbert.
It was really good. And you know that there's all those people from... The Citizens Brigade, or whatever that group is
Upright Citizens Brigade,
mm-hmm. the Groundlings, that all, some of them made it into SNL or Friends or different places.
It's from NPR, the movie, Aaron said, whatever you're talking about. I wasn't listening.
Oh, I'm not sure. No. Just
I appreciate you chiming in for someone who doesn't listen at all.
Seriously, it's just been, I work 60 hours and...
Exactly like that, but a lot different.
But yeah, exactly. NPR, the movie, with what's his butt singing? Garrison Keillor, is that his name?
Sure.
But so there was that, and then it was just work, get up today, drink a half a pot of coffee because I'm out of Verissimo cups, so we had to go back to the old-fashioned Monsieur Coffee, as I like to call him. And
I'm going to have to get a
pair. I kind of prefer it.
According to you from last week, I need to buy what are called coffee filters.
Yes.
I'm going to get some of those so I can make coffee again, because the roommate, when he moved out, took that lovely machine that I'm going to go buy, because... That convenience is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Pop a little thing in, make 20 ounces of coffee, and go away. And it makes it in like 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. I love that. But I don't drink enough coffee to warrant making an entire pot unless it's a Tuesday when Al's going to show up.
And I'm doing a wake and bake, and it's like, get some coffee going, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
From This American Life.
I enjoy having the coffee here and there.
No, what?
What are you talking about? Are you even on this show?
No, it might possibly.
Tell Al that it is from NPR, the movie. I get my news for free. The podcast is from an NPR podcast. It is from This American Life.
Oh, it is. Yes,
but not the movie that I'm talking about. She's talking about the podcast that I listen to.
Oh, I do enjoy This American Life.
There. So that's all I've got.
There's that. And Olympics, 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 Olympics. Last week, before we went on, Sunday and Monday, the restaurant had Channel 12 scrambled.
Yeah, why? Did you figure out why?
No, but when I went back to work on Thursday, unscrambled.
Oh. It's magic.
So we have it on, like, and we did exactly what they were worried about. We did what I'm sure they were hoping we didn't, and we had it on every single TV, and people would just stop to watch gymnastic routines or races, and we all did. We did exactly
why. You mean all the gay men in the hospital?
We know exactly why. They scrambled it because we all did stop what we were doing too much. But the races are like 7 seconds. You're going to live.
Sure.
You can live without the waffle for 7 seconds.
It's the Olympics.
And if they can't, they were destined to go anyway.
And really, we're celebrating diversity.
It's true.
It's a good call.
There's like that.
Clayton McKee, what are you been doing?
Well, it's not nearly as exciting as any of you people. One of my joys...
I convinced you that was exciting. Yeah,
right? One of my joys of this week is that... You know, obviously, we know I deal with computers a lot, not only in this fucked up environment, but in my daily life. I do enjoy it when Microsoft releases an update that changes everything to do with my life. So I've been chasing printers that don't work for 2 weeks. It started 2 weeks ago, but we didn't realize it at the time. We didn't realize that what had happened. And all of a sudden, we're like, oh, shit, every time this update happens. So I've been reinstalling printers and chasing restaurants that can't do this and do that. So that's been exciting. Now, the most interesting thing today was I learned something. It was education today.
That's exciting.
That rarely happens.
And I thought of you, Marn, because you have a pool. I know Kat has a pool as well.
Yeah, sure.
But I have been through... pool hell with you before.
Yes.
Well, Mom, we couldn't figure out what in the heck was wrong with Mom's pool.
What happened?
Well, we couldn't figure out what the deal was. Like,
was it an odd color? Were there leaves? There was
odd color to start with, and then we got that fixed, and then all of a sudden it just like progressively it would not stay. Like we couldn't figure out what the deal was. Something I never thought of, never in a million years thought of this, and now we've learned a lot. Her pool was not. Cycling, like the water wasn't going because, and you will have no idea what I'm talking about. The impeller of the pool pump got impacted with a bunch of really fine, hair-like stuff that falls off of trees and shit.
Yeah, fucking trees.
And it got in there. So the pump spinning.
So the circulation, nothing wasn't was going moving. Anywhere,
So no matter what you put in the pool, nothing was moving.
Sure.
He came out today to do a service call. He reached in and goes, "Oh, I can feel it." So he's literally with his fingers.
Huh.
Pump was off. By the by,
thank God.
Pump pulls off, pulls all this stuff out, and then he started back up. Yeah. Everything just started flowing like crazy.
Wow.
Amazing. So I learned something. It never occurred to me to check that. So now Mom and I are on it. Pool's looking better. That was a big exciting thing for that today.
That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal
when you can figure that stuff out that simply. And not have to pay a like, lot replace of money.
Pumps it was like an $80 service call, and I get that. But he also threw some shock in, some other things, and I get it. But that $80, in my opinion, well spent, because for the rest of my life, I'm going to know that if somebody calls me and says, you know, my pool's not flowing. Right. Have you checked your impeller? And they're going to be like, where's that? And I'm going to be able to charge them $25 to $30 to go look at their impeller, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm very excited. Hey.
Now, the other thing that happened...
I don't want to be touched by a gay man right now.
I haven't had nearly enough
nor does my impeller.
Now, the other exciting thing in my life...
Captain and Ginger over here.
I posted this on Facebook. Some of you follow me on Facebook, and if you don't completely understand, I'm really not that exciting. But I went to Tucson for a client last Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. My bad. Excuse me. Friday. What Friday? To, again, upgrade some equipment, do some things for a lovely gay bar down in Tucson that happens to be a client. Often when I drive, I don't...
There's still a gay bar in Tucson?
One.
Carry on.
Yeah. Often when I drive, and he won't understand this at all, because there's so much news and sound and music and things, I like to drive with nothing. No radio, no sound, just listen and your thoughts. And it's like it's a drive of just sort of serenity.
Just the rhythm of the wipers slapping on the windshield.
Thank you, Eddie Rabbit.
Keeping perfect tempo.
the song on the radio. Thank you. I was waiting for the rolling. Ooh.
Is it his birthday?
I'm growing my love way.
No, I just really like Eddie Rabbit.
Still dead. Anyway, on the way back.
Same songs, two songs.
On the way back from Tucson, I got a little punchy, I guess. I got a little punchy, and I spent the entire, about an hour and a half of my drive home, talking to myself in the voice of Snagglepuss. And I was laughing. I was having a great time. Great time. Like, you know, there were speed limit signs, and I was reading truck names and billboards, and talked to myself the entire time. Well, then the phone rang, and it was a client, and I had to consciously make myself not answer the phone in Snagglepuss voice, which was kind of funny. But anyway, that was my excitement. No radio makes you become cartoon characters, and you drive for 2 hours.
That's a strong endorsement for the radio.
So I need to make you an Eddie Rabbit playlist?
No. I had a great time. Great time. Yeah.
It's good enough.
Anyway, that was a good time. And that's really the excitement of my week, so there's that.
It's a good week.
I sent you a Snapchat.
I do not. I'm not a Snapchatter.
You're on my list.
I know.
Bye,
I watch you. I don't do it. I stalk people. I found that it's just another resource to stalk people.
You don't have to Snapchat me. I'm right behind you.
Poor shit.
I'm looking at that too.
I sent you a snap.
Of you taking that snap you sent me.
I don't want to chat with you, though.
Tell me when the white girl stops screaming.
Oh, my God. We've burned up 1 hour. We're coming right back with Al's going to give us the drinking word. Then we're going to go into headlines. And who knows? This might be a 3-hour show, or it might be going until 6 a.m. We're not sure yet. Come back. It's Cute Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Cute Talk America. This is Cute Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio.
Holy crap.
Clayton McKee.
Here we are. Yes, everybody. We are in Studio C. It's a Tuesday night. Cute Talk America. There's Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. I, at this end of the table in the white hat, I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you very much. Are you two Snapchatting each other?
Yes.
God damn it.
What? I included you.
Yeah.
I have to produce the show. I don't know if you've realized this.
And keep tabs on Tonga.
Oh, that's easy.
No, that's going to be in my...
Just don't go in my bedroom. Whatever you do, do not go. Do not leave this into the house. Whatever you do.
That's scaring me a little.
Whatever.
Bit.
It's not. I'm not serious. It doesn't really happen like that. Anyway, it's the beginning of hour two, and what we're going to do in this situation is do our drinking disclaimer. It goes a little bit like this, and I hope I can pull this off with two clicks of a mouse.
And now a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us.
If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, I think we have to make our drinking word Tonga!
Tonga! Ooh!
It's very nice.
If you are unfamiliar with the Tonga way, I'd like to show you
Tonga
that.
Tonga way.
This is the Tonga way. Tonga way, Tonga way. I want to go to Tonga today. That's
how we That's a fancy song.
Wow.
Got there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here to.
And he says, you have no musicality. Clearly, it's a club.
I don't have nearly enough to drink.
Oh, me neither, but we'll get there. Marn,
yeah.
Can you pull together headlines?
We'll see.
We can make, you can, maybe. Make, can we make magic?
Let's make magic.
Oh, God damn. For some reason, since I moved
into make
the,
Tonga.
Moved into...
Wow, I think he just finished with Tonga.
I think so as well.
Since I moved, we moved back into this room, I've moved on the slide board where things are, and I can never find the volume controls for shit. And it's driving... Even though they're clearly labeled, I can't find them. I don't know why. Horrible. So there,
open your eyes. Open your
we
eyes.
We move that one up. We do this, and we're going to make a run at it. It goes like this. Here we go. Oh. Headlines on a... What is this, Tuesday? Tuesday, sure. Come on, make magic. Here we go. It's the 16th of August, 2016, and it goes a little like this. A toilet seat tells you your weight before and after.
Amini Fanua for the gold.
A judge okays a lawsuit over some creepy letters.
Oh, sorry. Inconvenient penis.
Teens pass out after a burglary.
Terminally ill woman holds a party.
Do not ride your horse into a Taco Bell.
Rudy DeLugiani.
And tweeters give a history lesson to a Trump spokesperson. These and more titillating stories right here.
They sound amazing.
Oh, they surely do. We're going to get through most of them. It'll be fantastic. Anywho, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you eating breakfast, dinner, lunch, or whatever as you're listening to this story, I apologize. Kat just brought in two lovely pieces of pizza.
I'm going to try not to gross them out. I mean, I guess I could go.
No, no, no. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you. It's about this lovely and tender story. How many times have you gotten done with the bathroom and feel like, well, I think I've lost 10 pounds?
Seven times in my life.
Exactly. Well, you know that feeling I'm talking about when you are convinced that you can now fit into jeans that are a size smaller than the ones you're currently wearing? Well, if you've ever been curious about how much... you just let go. Well, there's no need to wonder anymore, my friends. There is currently the toilet seat scale.
Oh my God. But yeah, I'm interested.
This concept, the concept toilet seat, though, seen a concept toilet seat before, to be quite honest, has a built-in scale. It is supposed to be designed for those keeping close tabs on their weight. However, we all know with this thing would get used.
After you using it.
Yes, there's
some
that.
Grammar there.
There would be running tallies between friends to see who took the biggest crap, I guess, is what would be happening. I'm just wondering what they're going to do to get around actually making this thing. I bet they do it. This is a prototype, but I bet they actually get it made. But I'm pretty sure a man is the one who came up with this idea, because it doesn't sound like a woman's idea. It sounds like
it's not very ladylike.
No, it's not. But one of my favorite things, when you read the tweets... our comments about this from the I don't know if it's a
I feel like that's where the Tonga's going to come from.
The GoFundMe page. One of them says, does it have Wi-Fi and Bluetooth? I want to be able to publish scores directly to Facebook.
That's a good question.
My roommate bought a scale, and when he moved in, the rest of us shout out numbers before and after bathroom breaks. Robert posted, if this thing registers a huge change, does it confirm that you're actually full shit? And then a guy following that comment said, no, it means you were full shit. one other guy commented, does it read up to triple digits?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I just thought... it was so funny to see that. It's never crossed my mind, but
you know, in a mildly amusing but related story from my childhood.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
In my grandmother's bathroom, since like the invention of digital scales, she's had a digital scale, and yeah. the one that she had when we were growing up, you had to kind of kick with your toe a little button to activate it.
Right, I remember those.
And it would beep, beep, beep to let you know that it was ready.
Right.
So at Thanksgiving, I'm not kidding. After Thanksgiving, you could literally hear when everyone would weigh themselves before and then after.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So I feel like this toilet seat has a market.
Could be.
Probably in my family.
Oh,
probably. I feel like the Carlsons are just going to buy this up and give it to everyone for Christmas.
Could be. Ms. Ryer.
Well, there was a story that Al had sent us concerning an asshole.
Yes.
Not a strong enough word.
No, it really isn't.
Subhuman.
Okay.
Horrible, horrible man who decided that he was going to out people.
Yes, Rio. That story.
Well, the grinder thing, I didn't read that. I'm intrigued.
Amini Fanua, I believe I'm pronouncing right. Hopefully someone
spelled
can help
the traditional
me.
Way.
Spelled the traditional way. Mm-hmm. Initially, Outsports had put an article out that stated that this Nico Haynes had nearly outed some people.
No, he really did.
He really did. And so they updated their article to say, after seeing the original version of the story, nearly has been removed. He outed these athletes. What he did was he went on Grindr. He went on the Grindr app.
It's a hookup app.
It's a hookup app.
I did that
app.
One time. Sure.
Okay. But there's no way that what he was doing wasn't malicious. Can't fathom that there could be a way, because he published people's names once he met with them.
He didn't publish their names. He just published very descriptive.
Right.
Canadian bronze medalist in the pole vault. Like, well, there's only one of those today.
Yes, absolutely. There was no way to not know who they were. That's why that I put it that way. So my bad. He provided height, weight, country of origin for the athletes that he met on Grindr. He must be suspended at the very least, Outsports is asking for. A flat out firing should be strongly considered. It was inexcusable and deplorable. And quite frankly, if anything happens to any of these
athletes. Yeah, because he outed athletes from countries where homosexuality is illegal, often punished. Really, really just. And
putting people's lives in danger.
Yeah, you are. And let me tell you how I envision the meeting went on.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting around, and this was from the Daily Beast. John Avalon is the now the like the working publisher or the managing editor or whatever you want to call him. Mm-hmm. Very sensible man. You could tell they probably sat around at a meeting like this and had a fun discussion about the condoms that are handed out and all the sex that's being had. And wouldn't it be fun to go there and kind of like get a sense of how it all works? Mm-hmm. And doesn't that sound like an interesting story about the Olympics? What they did, though, was they sent a straight guy with two kids who just thought it would like found Grindr sleazy and just decided to like degrade them instead of like doing Tinder. Or I don't know, but there's other straight ones, I'm sure. But, like, just went after, like, the Grindr and that all these guys showed up. First off, there's no story there because it's been 8 years now that they've been talking about the condoms at the Olympics.
Right.
Everyone admits
it's Sex City.
That it's Sex City. Because why shouldn't you? You're celebrating the human form. You're at the peak of your
Says
life.
This every 4
you're
years.
You're as beautiful as you're going to be. Yeah. But every it's not. That's years, what I mean. Really. Like, the story dies.
Every 4 years. That's every.
Well, the Summer Olympics. Two. And I feel like the Summer Olympics are a little bit sexier because everyone's a little bit more naked.
Hell yeah.
The Winter Olympics. Sure. Who knows what you look like under that parka? So
Liz Taylor.
And that's what I'm saying about is we've been talking about it for years and the athletes have been honest about it for years. Mm-hmm. The problem is coming out in a sport where it's not comfortable in your nation,
in your country,
it's
right.
not
That's
comfortable
a big
for
thing.
Your image. Or you know, some of these right. athletes depend on endorsements later to make money. Some of the governments pay like $250,000 for a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
These people are working under strict conditions, and in the old-fashioned way, it doesn't happen very much anymore. Thanks to our basketball team, it's amateur athletes that don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Their money comes from other sources. So this should have, and people are blaming the writer. He was an asshat, and he's just a dumb fucking straight guy.
Yeah, but there's an editor out there that's
right.
That greenlit this whole project.
I just wrote it there. It's the editors that sat around that table, or maybe I haven't sent it yet. But there's editors out there that should have heard that story and been like,
oh no.
I said, this is well, it may be interesting to you, but it's not especially ethical or kind.
Yeah, right. And it misses on. But if you read the original article, it was poorly written and it wasn't interesting.
Right,
and that's what the editor should have looked at and been like, we can clickbait with the headline, but then the story falls apart by part two. When it wasn't Ryan Lochte, but we'll blame him. But one of the athletes actually said, it's just going to be a fucking orgy tonight. Like, he actually put it on his Twitter account.
Mm.
Like, everybody's feeling good, looking good. Like, they're so open about it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gay, and the straight people are being more open about what they're doing. But you know that the gay people are just, on a, you know, maybe not putting it on Twitter.
Sure.
Right. And if this man did not get laid over these 10 days so far, you got two left, honey. Somebody's got a condom.
The woman behind him in the red jacket,
like food.
She got laid based on her her proximity to him. She got some.
So it really was shocking, but it's shocking from every single letter. And then the Daily Beast, first when Outsports and the Outsider, what the hell's the name of that magazine? It's a gay news magazine.
Outsports?
It's not sports related.
Nope.
The Advocate?
But anyways,
I'll find it.
They saw the story, put up the objection, and then the editors finally realized how many descriptors there were in each one.
Mm-hmm.
That he was trying to do like a page, I always talk about page six on here, but a blind page six where you do a blind description to out the person on American Idol. Used to be the sport of the day. So you do these blind items that aren't really blind because you're doing everything but giving their name.
Right.
And he did it like in that style. And the page six thing has gotten kind of like just everybody knows it's just gross and a nasty way to do journalism. And it was so shitty. But they got rid of the majority of descriptors. And then they put it out again. They put the story out again minus many of the things that let you know exactly who that athlete was.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, okay, forget that the horrible thing you just did to an individual person. This is shitty writing.
Yeah.
There's no story here. You just have a straight guy calling gays promiscuous when everyone's doing it. Like it's just bullying. It was so ugly and so poorly written. And that's what I couldn't get over. It's just shitty writing.
Sure.
That finally they just took it down. The Daily Beast finally apologized. And like, we consider ourselves kind of a supporter of LGBT issues. We try to stay on the cutting edge of LGBT news, and we've done something terrible. So from a First Amendment point of view, they didn't hide behind it and say we have the right to say whatever we want, and this reporter wrote this. They kind of took, and I have to give them credit for taking responsibility and saying this was shitty. On all accounts, this should not have made it past our desk. And they said, we go down as a whole. Right. But the line I can't remember now is, our intent doesn't matter, the impact does. Turns out I did know the quote. And I think that is such an important thing to remember when you're reporting, when you're telling a story, when you're gossiping. Your intent doesn't matter. The impact is where it comes out.
Does.
So, and for those of us who've been through therapy, perception is reality.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says, you've hurt my feelings, regardless of what you were intending to do, their perception is their feelings are hurt. Like, you can't tell them, I didn't mean to. So what?
You didn't feel that.
Get over it.
Right, you didn't feel that. So you have to go with that thing. And it was just...
It took me time to learn that, though.
Oh, no, it took me a little time with a therapist to get that impression of... But to have it put, I thought that was just in their apology, I thought that was very well worded. Mm-hmm. Your intent doesn't matter, the impact does. So
clearly the shitty writer didn't write the...
Apology. No. He's not able to do anything that eloquent. But I could honestly see the meeting where they put that together as, oh, that's a fun, sexy story that'll be great for the sports. You know what I mean? That'll be a great way to like get people in and then realize everyone's being honest about this. There's no cat to be let out of the bag because the cat's having sex too with the 42 condoms. You know what I mean? Like, there's just no there. And it... Ugh.
Well, and the impact that it can have on those folks that they outed is
And it was a Tonga's fellow athlete, yep. And I can't remember what sport he's a swimmer.
He was the
voice from the Olympic village that was answering this tool that wrote. Yep. I'm pointing at him like he's a tool, but he could put his tool in me. Tonga, we'll play that game.
Well, he said he went on Twitter and went on a Twitter rant. This Amini Fanua, as an out gay athlete from a country that is still very homophobic, at the Daily Beast ought to be ashamed. Hashtag deplorable. Went on. I mean, at Nico Haynes, you fucking disgust me. Do you realize how many people's lives you just ruined without any good reason but clickbait journalism? Some of these people that you just outed are my friends with family and lives that are forever going to be affected by this. I mean,
came from the Olympic Village.
You think this guy's going to have to go with a ghost name or eventually, I mean, everybody's going to know what it is eventually.
And just,
Facebook page was shut down that afternoon. And I was like, oh, is it because people are bullying you?
Right.
Oh, people were all
Are you worried about anonymous content and bullying now? Mm-hmm. Like, keep your fucking page up, you coward.
Sure.
Take the heat. Like,
I'm asking, do you think, is his writing career over?
No, because nobody reads a byline. We'll forget his name by the end of this show.
I already did.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Because of the news cycle.
Right.
Yep.
Well, there's that.
Yep. So.
But think of, she snuck that in.
Good work.
Can I piggyback a...
Yeah, please.
With a, not my next story.
Tonga style?
No, I have another story that happened today. Though I have known it for many years. I think a lot of us in this city have known it for many years because he's from here. But I can say it without reservation on this show now because he officially did it today. Former American Idol contestant, local Phoenix resident, and hometown boy, David Hernandez, has officially come out online and is being praised by several magazines for his coming out. And Jay Rodriguez actually posted about it today on Facebook. And also it is in, and I'm sure there is no promotional time missed on this, the fact that there is a new single released from Mr. Hernandez that came out. And I want to say it is called Beautiful, I think, is the name of the song. I may have be wrong on that, but those who have the Google and the keyboard nearby, you might be able to look at. There it is, right there. I am correct. It is Beautiful. I am right on the name of. There you go. Yeah, look at you, Kat Carlson, our Google girl for the night. Right there, she is every week actually.
Magic hands.
But so David Hernandez made it official today. I was happy that he finally felt that he was in that position that he could do that. And I think that's something that he's been dealing with, though speculation had been around forever.
And he was one of the reasons that we talk about blind page six items outing the American Idol.
Yeah.
He was who the blind page six, that they were trying to warn him and get him ahead of that story.
Right.
That he was going to be outed.
Right. Because he was a former.
And he went through a little internet bullying over that. They showed pictures of him working at the club that he worked at and with a friend and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was, unfortunately, he had to be the first American Idol to deal with that. If he did it poorly or well, he did it his way.
One of my favorite things that I remember, he was on Ellen right after when he was voted off of American Idol. He did obviously there was a contract and everybody who came off of Idol went on Ellen. Well, when he was on, clearly he and Ellen had talked about the scandal, if you want to call it that, out about him, where he was a former dancer,
was a male stripper in a go-go bar,
right? All this kind of stuff.
That's an actual song,
right? But the funny thing was, after he sang on Ellen, and as they were cutting to commercial, after everybody sings, she walks up to him, and he's standing at the mic, and he's at the mic stand, and he grabs the mic stand, and as they're getting ready to fade to black, he starts dancing on the mic stand like the story.
Like, so
I just thought it was kind of funny. Like he gets it. He's making fun of himself.
Yeah. Sure.
He got out at it being what he, but I just thought it was interesting. Sure. So anyway, congratulations to David Hernandez for living your own realness, sir.
Tonga.
Yeah, Tonga. In your own time.
Tonga, but I do. I do appreciate Hernandez. And every time he's in town, I get to see him and say hi and very nice guy. Always has been.
He took my job at BS West.
Oh, I did not realize that.
He was my replacement.
You were
very
a stripper?
Interesting.
Other job.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
My eyes!
Were you a downer dancer?
I'm gonna say that. I'm going to guess that particular Go-Go Boys night didn't last very long.
The one that Al used to host.
The one Al used to do.
The show lasted about 10 seconds and ended in darkness.
And there was a lot of vodka before.
Yet you could still see him in the darkness.
Strange power outage. Well, only if you have...
No.
Your idea.
You're pretty white underneath that shirt, I'm pretty sure.
It's underneath the shorts at this point.
Okay, well, there's that. A New Jersey couple who claimed they were scared away from their home after receiving creepy letters from someone named The Watcher now can move forward with a lawsuit against the home's former owners, according to Superior Court Judge who ruled this on Thursday, last Thursday. Judge Camille Kenny rejected a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, but threw out some of the claims made by Derek and Maria I guess it's Broadus. They included in their contention
the traditional spelling.
Yeah,
It's Broadus. I'm sure. Broadus. However you want to say it. They included in their filing that the ex owners John and Andrea Woods intentionally or negligently caused emotional distress when they sold the house to them in 2014. Derek and Maria, who have three children, bought the house in Westfield for nearly $1.4 million. But they refused to move in due to three eerie letters that they said they received from a person with, quote, mentally disturbed fixation on the home. They have claimed that one of the letters they received read, quote, do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me. The person signs the letter as, quote, the watcher. The couple claims the Woods were aware of the person and should have warned them about a letter they received from the person who claimed ownership of the home. The Woods attorney said state law didn't require the clients to disclose an off-site social condition.
That's what I have.
Nobody's ever died in here.
Penicillin helps.
Nobody's ever died in here. There's no lead paint, and the water is fine. Kenny's ruling in indicated there may be little evidence that the previous owners knew about the letters. The linchpin of the case is that one letter, Kenny said, noting the Andrea Woods had disclosed the letter and went to police previously and reported it. So clearly they knew about it. It was a well-known issue. Somebody's watching their house and it's a little crazy.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
If that letter is the only information the sellers had, Kenny said, the Woods can seek a summary judgment of the case in their favor. And I'm going to guess potentially get out of the entire purchase of the house.
Okay. One thing. I may be chugging this wine too fast, but I thought it was like a summary judgment, like, ooh, it's so breezy and delightful, almost like a Massengale douche. The danger of homonyms.
That's different.
Exactly.
But I really had to like listen carefully to the rest of the sentences.
You don't listen carefully to any of the other stories I tell, so what does it make a difference?
Well, I came back at summary, and I'm like, ooh, summary.
Oh, what? Summer.
Different.
It's my fourth favorite season.
Is that Febreze? It's lovely.
Fine, sir. I sent you a...
And what picture do you want?
The pictures, the pictures are just from the concert, but the video...
Oh, I got the video. Yeah. Oh, I got the video. Yeah. Tell me when you want the video to play.
Oh, my God. Is there porn?
I learned that we can play videos now. Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
I'm excited about it, too.
Over and over and over.
An inconvenient penis. You know, usually you don't hear it being a huge problem for the Japanese.
Now, listeners in the chat room were wondering if that was an Al Gore porn.
Porn, no. Yeah. No, I don't believe so. Right. I don't believe so.
I
feel like
that.
It should
I
be.
I think it could be.
Should be.
I think that, well, imagine.
Penis truth. Yeah. Penis truth.
Yeah, good call. Also, I feel
inconvenient
like.
Inconvenient truth. Inconvenient penis.
They both seem awfully inconvenient to me. I don't feel like I need either one.
I kind of feel...
You got a tonga that shit down with my
belt. Tipper Gore is going to go ahead and have a statement about
that. She's
going
to have a sticker. We're going to have a sticker on it about the expletive whatever.
Yeah, they're showing too much.
Tell me when to go to tape.
Well, if you would like, you can, because an athlete suffered an unfortunate dick accident during...
here we go, we're right here.
And
catch up!
And the penis.
There we go.
It doesn't
look. Can see that again?
Good.
Here
slow
we go.
Slow-mo.
That's as slow as it's going to get. And boom! Oh, and the face he's already making is bad.
Yeah.
Well, that just might be his face.
That was before the nutcracker scene.
In his defense, he takes the pole down, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, he
you know, takes the pole like a champ.
He really does, both of them.
I brought it down with just my dick, sir.
Just the dick, sir.
Judges rule.
But if we could enjoy for one more second, you know, the butterface that goes on with, look at those calves.
Nice legs, right?
Right, right.
Beautiful.
Oh, and right there.
What we're going to call a penis. And then, oh, what's that face?
Yeah. Yeah,
it may have just been his cup getting caught. It may not really be him.
I
don't think pole vaulters are big on wearing a cup, perhaps. I don't know.
I feel like it would like impede your running and jumping abilities. Yeah.
One more time. We'll do it one more time.
Lots of sloshing. So in an event called pole vaulting, something like this is about to happen sooner or later, you'd think.
But thank God it was pole vaulter,
right? He didn't make it past
the... Thank God it was later, all those other pole vaulters.
Oddly, he didn't make it past the event's qualifying round. On Saturday, after his leg and penis hit the bar, I'm thinking, just penis,
twofer.
Where's the, I don't know, the leg.
I
maybe his leg,
leg
did, I don't know. Leading to a moment that won't be captured on a Wheaties box, but was immortalized.
I would like that to be on a Wheaties box, though.
If they can get the right, just the right.
Just that one frame.
Yeah.
The one frame.
So, it, you know, if you see anything about that, just know that...
I think I may have to just shut the Wi-Fi off, because... Kat and Al are playing their own goddamn game with Snapchat. And oddly, I'm not surprised Kat can do it. I'm really just impressed that Al actually knows what Snapchat is and can do it.
That's good stuff. It's good.
That's what I'm really surprised about.
Well, if I watch the hot guy with the penis go over the pole one more time, I may have to take a moment in the bathroom in Tonga.
You have to take your own Snapchat.
Exactly. I won't Snapchat that for the comfort and safety of the other passengers.
It disappears within 3 seconds.
But luckily, the restroom is right near the exit.
Well, there's also another one on the other end of the house.
But only one exit.
Exits are here.
Exits here.
Exits are here.
And in severe emergency, straight the fuck out that window.
Sir?
Oh, God, I thought it was more exciting than just Missy L.
No, it's Missy L.
I always think I'm going to be creative, and then it's just my name over and over again.
I do the exact same thing. My username is the same thing on everything.
There's that. We have a note and a cautionary tale for burglars. Do not fall asleep outside the place you've just burglarized with your vehicle full
burgled.
Of, burgled. It says burglarized. With your vehicle full of the things that you just stole. A pair of 17-year-olds in the Central California community of Winton were arrested and released to the custody of their parents on Friday after passing out in a haze of pot smoke outside a construction site where their blue SUV was packed with copper wires and other items from the property, and they didn't belong to them. The youths also had a loaded gun, which investigators determined later that it had been stolen in March of this year. Jason Goines, the undersheriff of the Merced County Sheriff's Department, said they were spotted in the car by a sheriff's deputy shortly after midnight on Friday. There was a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. They were passed out, and we had to wake them up to let them know they were under arrest.
They might want to try the wake-up pot, not the sleepy
side
pot.
Yeah, different one. The youths were gang members and were arrested on suspicion of participating in a criminal street gang, possessing stolen property, also having a loaded firearm in a vehicle. Quote, we've run across it before. People who are intoxicated or high on drugs passed out at the scene.
Right.
It's not common, but it happens.
Two things. Okay. Can you really be a street gang if you take naps that often? If you're often found sleeping?
Maybe.
Oh, well, can we fight? But
I'm going to hit you after I wake up.
Wasn't that the tagline for Liquor and Side Streets, the biking?
Right.
The biking.
G-A-Y-N-G.
Oh, I'm going to just rest right here.
God, I want to beat the shit out of you, but I am hungry.
Yeah.
I could really go for a snack.
Because isn't it just a sleepover at this point where you put the things outside?
And the best part is...
I'm sleep so much more comfortably if all your valuables were outside your home. Right. By me while I slept.
Right, right.
What's that, Mark?
May I Tonga your house appropriately?
Well, different. What's going on here?
I don't know.
There's a corkscrew in there somewhere. What is this, Mark?
I like that she brings her own refrigerator.
What is going on here?
It's just wine.
Oh, that reminds me.
It's 2014.
That just reminds me. I'm a
refrigerator. Muscat from Bonita Springs.
That means pretty springs.
Right.
Word two is in English
delightful.
Already. Less translation.
Okay. For those of you watching, this is going to be Kat Carlson attempting to open a tiny bottle of spritzer.
She's going to screw it right into the cork.
That's all.
Oh my God! She was gonna press down, but no, too soon, too soon.
It's she found
the notch. She found the notch. She's rubbing the notch. She's pulling up gently
and
to the right. Oh,
well, will she finish?
Oh, the release is coming. The release is coming.
No splash.
No splash.
No splash.
Waiting for the dismount. Oh! God. So satisfying.
Oh, thank
it's
you
a
so
whole
much.
Out of one.
Wow. If the East German judge wasn't a total cunt, that would have scored beautifully.
Fucking East Germany.
Tonga says.
Tonga can say whatever they want.
You, East You're Germany had to ban those goddamn dildos. That judge would be friendlier.
Ryer, cheers.
Fabulous. Well, we found that Rudy Giuliani is now just Rudy Delugiani.
Oh, fucktard.
Because
he has
real,
lost his mind, hasn't he?
Tongan that, ass clown.
At the, you guys, did you ever finally see him at the RNC?
No, I know of it. All right.
He really was just insane. Buck wild and insane buck and wild. Fucking crazy. But he, you know, he didn't happen to forget about 9/11 while he was stumping for Trump. But apparently, according to what he said before,
I literally quote, saw the speech.
Before Obama came along, we didn't have any successful radical Islamic terrorist attacks inside the United States.
Now, for those of you that don't believe in facts and or live outside the United States, right. Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at the time when the United States experienced the largest terrorist attack.
In our history, for sure, but he's best known for that as well. I mean, aside from his, you know, just fucking new rant that he had at the RNC, but other than that,
and it says it was abbreviated speak because he did mention earlier that Mike Pence and he went to the 9/11 memorial. Then he had a complete and total brain fart and said,
and forgot that who was president. When that happened.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently. And this ass clown sells his soul every day. And we'll bring it up one more time. The 04 Republican convention. Mm-hmm. When he, as the towers fell, the first thing I thought was, thank God George Bush is president. Mm-hmm. Not, I hope those people are okay. Nope. Nope.
I mean, sure really. Glad that ass clown's in the White House.
Yeah, that went well.
Yeah. My first thought, too.
Yeah, I mean, he was, in 2016, Giuliani became a prominent surrogate for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, stumping for him all over, making various appearances on his behalf. During this August 15th campaign-related speech.
India Independence Day. And Annette will appreciate that. It was.
Oh, thank you. I was like, I didn't, I don't know.
I'd have happy Independence a cake Day.
I know, I didn't know. Ring
she
a
did.
Bell.
We had a picture of it.
That's right. Anyway, that's where nice. Giuliani made remarks that were reported as suggesting that he, quote, forgot, unquote, about the 9/11 attacks due in large part to a truncated video clip, end quote, that went viral because of that statement that it was all about Obama. He described the remarks as it was a gaffe. It was, you know.
No, he called it abbreviated.
Speaking. No, I know. He also the other under those 8 years the part I didn't finish with when Clinton and Obama got into office.
Yeah, because he's counting as any terrorist act after the Patriot Act. So if you go to, I think it's addicted. What's that website? Addicted?
Addicting Info.
Addictinginfo.com lists like all the things that happened between 2001 and 2009. It's kind of, I mean, it's a sad scary. List, but it's wow. And right. but we talked about this, I think, last week after the show, that Rudy Giuliani, not only is he on some kind of insane bent
he
that
really
none
is.
Of us can figure out, but he has this bruise over his like right temple. What would it be?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, he has a bruise over his right temple. And they've been covering it up with makeup. It's finally disappeared because it wasn't in the video yesterday. But the week before, he looks like a fucking Batman villain.
Do you think maybe he hit his head and that's why this shit's happening?
But there is something going on.
Maybe he's secretly living in the sewers. Maybe.
But it almost looks like a big giant purple bump coming out of his head that's been covered up. And every time he was on TV last week dealing with whatever Trump said that was asinine last week.
It's hard to keep up.
You were like, oh my God, like pull back on that camera and dim those fucking lights because there's a horn growing out of his head. I told him though, I'm like, watch some videos of him last week because he looks like a Batman villain.
Because I watched him with Chris Cuomo and I didn't notice that because I couldn't look past
it's
the
definitely,
fucking crazy.
It's definitely in the Chris Cuomo interview last week.
I'll have to look. I just was watching and I'm like, what? Shut up. The funny part, like I said, that he's known for the everything that went on, being mayor during 9/11, that his reputation as a man known frequently for recalling the events of that day.
Oh, and you can like set your watch by it.
Yeah.
Like, how long is it going to take for him to say 9/11? But during, and I have to say, because I played that game during the Republican National Convention, although he was crazy, he never brought it up. He actually never said the words 9/11 during that. So I was...
During the RNC?
Yeah, he didn't. In that speech, he doesn't say anything.
Oh, I thought he did one time when he was ranting about...
And he did it. It was a casual. It wasn't his usual.
It wasn't the whole thing about.
For those of you wondering what Al's talking about in regards to this bruise, it is glaringly easy to see in this picture over his head. Over his eyes.
Oh my God!
Look at that! Look at that! Like it got hit with a softball.
They had him sitting in that interview with Cuomo on this side.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't see that. You only saw his left side.
Something happened there.
And this is without any Googling or anything. Yeah. Like, I was just like, that needs to be diagnosed. And there's what it obviously had been a different, because the color on this picture is better. The one time it was like angry purple. It was tonguing out at us. And I was like, oh, stop.
I didn't see that.
So he's clearly hit his head.
Well, he had to have. Anyway,
for those of you who like to cleanse your palate of that visual, there's another visual for you to
look at. Oh, thank you.
Oh, and by the way, let's just, for the hell of it, let's just take a look. What's going on at Cobalt?
Oh, it's nice.
No, nothing.
It's almost busy.
Almost. Got it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but following that, that'll be interesting to kind of, because I can't, what's next for him with
for Rudy?
For nutbaggery. I mean,
his biggest nutbaggery is it came up today.
You're funny.
And I can't remember which. People say I don't listen. I conjugate your words. Somebody brought up today that this was a man that tried to run in the presidential election in 2012 or 2008.
2012, I thought.
2012. He spent $40 million only in Florida. Like, he waited to join the race. He missed most of Super Tuesday, thinking he would win Florida by such a big amount he could mount the campaign starting in Florida. He got one delegate.
Wow.
But it was, and you have to Google it to get the exact amount, I think it was $40 million he spent in one state later in the race.
Wow.
Because that's how this ass clown thought he was. Like, he's mentally ill.
He really is. I mean, there are so many, like, crazy right-wing, some crazy left-wing, but, I mean, so the crazy people that have gotten up there, bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, my God.
That are just...
Let it out, Al. Enough. Come on. Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
God, I think I just caught Zika.
You probably do. I am part mosquito. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, they were going to say you were pregnant. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Lord.
That's funny. But, I mean, the crazy shit that you hear... People say, when I listen to the super far right wing, I think, oh, for Christ's sake, like, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
But him, he's like on a whole other plane.
Oh, yeah.
He is on a whole other plane where you're just...
But it's like a mentally ill club where Sarah Palin, Trump, and Giuliani now are like the charting, like, they're the treasurer, the vice president, the president.
Right.
They're holding all the elected
officials. The Three Stooges.
That's right. As long as Palin's in charge of, like, bridge maintenance.
No, she's in charge of rhyming.
Oh, that's right.
Please, put her in charge of something.
Because, you know, every time Giuliani comes out, she's like, oh, my God, that should have rhymed. If that would have rhymed, that would have been a hell of a speech.
I want her in charge of something that she has to be in front of the media every single day.
God, Press secretary.
Wait. Time. Please be careful what you wish for.
Oh, no, it'd be fun.
For real, it would be jocularity, but
yes. Jocularity.
But
too jocular.
She's got a point. Stand up, spit, and turn around three times.
Yeah, please do. Just something.
She's about to joculate. I don't want to see that.
Please do not
joculate. Oh, no, don't put that on TV. Yeah.
Show me my tonga. Show me my tonga.
Show
me on the doll where my tonga is.
No joculating.
Is it Oluwak? Is that who is in the chat room? First time live show?
I'm not sure, but we'll just start
apologizing now for what we're doing to your name.
Welcome to the show. Send a message to the...
Amina knows how to teach me anything as far as how to pronounce things.
Oh, and so I love that she said...
If she can send things, that'd be awesome.
You're truly not doing something right till you've offended someone in another language.
Oh, absolutely. It's true.
I may be misquoting you.
Now, whether that's intentional or not, I don't know. What if I do it? I don't know what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, that is better.
Oh, all right.
Got it.
So,
well, this will offend a lot of people, especially if in your home country, cows are some sort of a sacred animal.
Yay, tonga.
Police made a riot.
Sorry,
I don't think tonga has anything to do with the cattle industry.
No, I just wanted people to drink.
Police made a routine traffic stop early last Thursday morning and got a little bit more than they bargained for with old Roy Tilbett. He's a 51-year-old man. Stepped out of his El Camino for a field sobriety test, and Casper police noticed several eyeballs slide out of his right pant leg onto the road. Well, first of all, can we get a look? Let's get a look at old
He's good looking.
Old Roy Tilbett.
Good looking.
There's Roy Tilbett.
Don't look.
There's all the
I'd rather see the eyeballs.
No, it's his mugshot. It's just a mugshot, Kat. There's no eyeballs.
He looks healthy.
Yeah, well, there's this. Okay, we'll get the we'll take it down. Well, Tilbutt assured police that the eyeballs were not human eyeballs, but instead the eyes of cows that had been pilfered from the Johnson Meats plant, which is a slaughterhouse where Tilbutt is employed as a butcher. Now, quote, he said, company won't let us take animal scraps home, and instead they toss them into the landfill. Tilbutt said to the police, quote, they're a very wasteful company. We should be allowed to take scrap meat and other parts home with us. The company should start a green initiative.
Company.
They don't even have a recycling program at the plant.
Tilbutt
explained in his actions, quote, I enjoy eating bovine eyeballs and smuggling them out in my colon is the only way that I knew how to get them out without potentially getting caught or fired.
I always feel like somebody's watching
me. Yeah.
Is it the eyeballs in my colon?
Look up my ass and tell me if my hat's on straight.
The eyes have it.
Tilbutt told police he estimates that he has smuggled several thousand eyeballs from the plant over the past few months.
That's a good look.
He says,
that is truly Maria full of grace.
He says, quote, I put them in soups, Tilbutt said. They're beneficial for erectile dysfunction, which I currently battle, but I also just like the texture and the taste.
Good.
Tilbutt was arrested. He was arrested for driving under the influence, and his blood alcohol level was 2 times higher than the legal limit. Plus, he was in possession of several large carving knives, possibly stolen from the meatpacking plant. But Tilbutt has not been charged with theft, as police need to further investigate to determine who the knives belong to. Police are also unsure whether to charge Tilbutt with theft for the bovine eyeballs. Oh. They are waiting to talk to Tilbutt's employer first. I mean, I see where he's coming from.
And if you look behind you,
all right, allow a lot of puns, but we're going to let that one pass out of your colon.
I can't even deal with this story.
Oh, my gosh.
I literally can't even.
She's channeling her inner white girl again.
Oh, again, we're going to cleanse our palate with Tonga.
Pretty sure my outer is Tonga. Also a white girl.
Oh, and we'll follow a good Tonga cleansing with a Rachel Maddow. I think that's a good one.
Oh, there you go.
She's back from vacation.
Oh, thank God.
We're all like worried about the vacation schedule.
How is your boyfriend?
Clayton's boyfriend.
Clayton's boyfriend, Rachel Maddow. I told her she could have that hair this week. That's why I'm wearing a hat.
It's your week with the haircut.
That's why I'm wearing a hat.
That's right.
Justin Bieber has left Instagram. We won't know.
Yeah, and since they canceled 30 Rock, I don't have to worry about him.
Well, I can't follow I can't follow the cow eyes here.
It's hard to see your way through.
We're Snapchatting each other, and I just asked her, have your eyes been up my ass? You look familiar.
To which I responded,
to answer,
I don't know what I saw in him.
Fair enough. These are good points.
Like a Snapchat commercial.
You two are.
That's very true. I like it.
We ask for your addresses.
You can friend them. Us
again,
on Snapchat.
I follow you. I just don't care to engage with you.
That's fair.
I don't see why not.
I need two things from you. Silence and distance.
Two.
Super.
I feel like I was already in that relationship.
Yeah. Well, this story is going to be like more of a somber.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Let me go get liquor. I need liquor.
Get it together.
Oh, I have liquor. I have to
go get liquor?
Well, it actually has to do with some things that we've talked about with Al before. And we've talked about some of this before. But
colostomies and all that?
Well, kind of.
Colostomies and Tonga. You got to be ready.
And cowballs. But eyes. there was a woman who had been diagnosed with ALS and decided to
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Lou Gehrig's
she needed the celebrity to match the disease
and ended her life. She was the first terminally ill woman in California to be able to end her life.
Oh, good for her.
Okay. Now I don't know if you guys had heard about this, but there was I'll get to that in a second. So the circumstances are like any party you have ever attended were the invites that went out. Requiring emotional stamina, centeredness, and openness. Like her only rule. She had only one rule. No crying in front of me. No crying. She's 41 years old. A 41-year-old artist. She held the gathering to say goodbye before becoming one of the first Californians, I thought first, to take lethal dose of drugs under the state's new doctor-assisted suicide law for the terminally ill, which we have talked about in the past on the show.
Before this, only Oregon has it.
Right. And the fact that people can't is reprehensible. I mean, there's no reason.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's no reason.
There's no dignity in all that.
Right. Absolutely. One of the guests, for me and everyone who was invited, it was very challenging to consider, but there was no question that we would be there or not for her.
Yeah.
I mean, of course we're going to be. I get it, though.
I will interrupt you for the first time to say the no crying in front of me, that's too much to ask.
There's no crying in baseball. Why should there be crying at your dying party?
But keep it under control.
I want you to laugh with me. This isn't like a boo-hoo sit around and watch.
But laughter through tears is my favorite emotion. Oh, and it's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say to someone,
right,
you're not allowed to cry.
Shut off one emotion.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
What if I'm two glasses of wine in? I'm going to get weepy over a commercial that has nothing to do with you.
For real.
You teared up three times and we're talking about...
Al Hirsch, have you ever had that not-so-fresh feeling? And immediately he's crying.
I know. Because I'm currently suffering from a not-so-fresh feeling.
I can tell.
Smell's going to hit you soon the way this fan's blowing.
It's not blowing fast enough.
Wait, am I upwind or downwind?
Down.
Damn it.
Switch seats.
And this article, like in reading it, made me kind of think within the group, as far as with us and different things that we have talked about, would you want to do this kind of thing privately? Would you want to make it a big party? Would you, what do you think? I mean, I know that that's more thoughtful vulgarity kind of thing, but she wanted everyone to come together. Obviously, it's planned. It's suicide, but it's this physician-assisted suicide under the law.
And you just have to decide, when have you had enough? When is your enough moment?
Right.
Because you can't say... I don't think anyone can tell you when you've had enough, or maybe you should try harder.
Wasn't she already bedridden, though? At the party, wasn't she already either in a wheelchair or bedridden?
Yes.
And ALS goes progressively. It's a paralysis type disease that starts low and works its way up your body, and before, like, once you hit your lungs, then you live on some kind of a respirator of some sort. Oh. Like, once the paralysis reaches your diaphragm, then you can only live on life support. So it travels upwards. It's similar to Guillain-Barré, but it Guillain-Barré recedes, where this doesn't.
Okay.
And it's a very debilitating disease. People, I'm sure, are living successfully, are finding their way to make survival. Not everyone is in the desperate situation that thinks this is the end. There are those that are making it through whatever they've been given. But you shouldn't expect everyone to be that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone says, no, I'm not going down that road, this is as far as I care to travel, know what's next, I think we have to give them that... you have to offer them that right. You know?
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
Like,
That's the hard part.
Not to say that everyone with that disease, which is where a lot of people get to that point where they say, so everyone with ALS should just kill themselves at a certain point.
No, that's not what we're saying.
No, everyone's threshold is different.
What is your level?
Like, well, this woman had gotten to, when you were talking, was she in a wheelchair? Was she this and that? She had spent months planning her exit, feeling empowered after spending the last 3 years losing control of her body bit by bit. The painter and performance artist could no longer stand to brush her teeth or scratch an itch, to give a for instance. And her caretakers had to translate her speech, which definitely becomes very slurred.
Gone at all if you lose it.
And the opponents that are against this law, it's kind of, forgive me,
have never had a fucking thing wrong and don't get it.
Right. They either that, or they're the kind of, you know, Second Amendment fucking morons that are running around like, they're going to take all our guns because we want to do
something. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to say that everyone with this disease has to kill themselves.
No.
Absolutely not. It's your own choice. My cutoff is no cable. So everyone has to make their own decisions. Like, I've already said, like, when I see people going through illnesses, I don't have that kind of bravery or intestinal fortitude. Like, it's not there. Is that the right word, intestinal fortitude?
I'm going to go with it.
But I like yeah,
I believe that they are both words.
As long as you don't have an intestinal issue.
There's a fort in my intestines, is what I just said. Tonga. So camp there with your eyeballs.
Yeah. I'm just, it's not an attitude.
But I can almost see it.
I just don't. I don't like. I see people going through things, and I'm like, I don't have that in me. Like, I do not.
Well, right, depending on what it is, but I haven't
been there to tell you. Law, I don't have it in me.
But the law doesn't say that just because you got a hangnail doesn't mean you get to kill yourself.
Right. But I'd like it as an option.
Those hangnails can hurt.
But I'm just saying that if you've got a terminal illness and you're not coming back for it, I get that. But no, just because you woke up today with a pimple doesn't mean it's over. There's got to be some sort of a restriction within it.
I mean, if we can cover that thing on Giuliani's head with a little bit of makeup, we can help your pimple.
Right, we can get through there. We can work together.
Rational thought can come in.
There's also the idea that this is
talking about before we go to that. Extreme other end of the logical fallacy. Like, this is talking about terminally. It's different.
It can be terminal, but we can keep you alive forever. It's not necessarily terminal. It's when you're at a point where you're no longer in control of your own destiny.
Correct. Right. That to me is terminal.
Yeah, right. I agree. But that's part of that fallacy that you're talking about.
I understand.
Some people would say, like, a stage 4 cancer, terminal, so I might as well just kill myself. People can live very, and I'm, again, haven't been there, but at some point.
And ups and downs. You could go for six, 8 months, a year, and be fine, and all of a sudden you go through a cycle.
Yep.
Like the relationship thing you were talking about earlier about peaks
and valleys.
Hills and valleys.
Yep. And that's where the word terminal is too much.
And that's where the physician comes in, because we're forgetting the important word here. This isn't just this isn't take too much of mom's Valium and go lay in the bathtub. This is physician assisted suicide. Right. This is where the physician comes in and says, okay, well, this is an option. This is what's ahead of you.
Yep.
This is something you need to talk to your family about.
That's right. Here are all of the different
things.
There was
an episode.
This isn't, I took an entire bottle of no-dose and I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And Zach Morris has to come over and hug me and help me.
The story you tell.
I even know what you're talking about.
The story you tell is reminiscent of, there was a Grace and Frankie episode where the neighbor did the very exact thing. She came over and she, great, big woman, traveled the world, very big, yada, yada, and then she planned her entire party.
Yeah.
That this was her exit. Everybody was going to come over. They were going to party. Nobody knew.
Okay.
Except Grace and Frankie.
Right.
And then she took whatever she took, and it was done and over. And she went out how she wanted to. She knew.
Yeah.
Her, and I realize this is a fictitious story and all,
but not that fictitious. I mean, people are.
No, this happens every day.
All the time.
People all the time go through things, and I think they should be given the right.
But when you look back at the,
and I don't think that their families and their doctors should be prosecuted for it. Like that's the thing, because you can't prosecute a dead person. Like go jump in front of a bus tonight. Nobody's getting sued for
that. And there's that thing. There's the police-assisted suicide.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Like
suicide by cop, sure.
Death by cop, right?
Death by cop. There's all these different ways to phrase it. Well, yours sounds a little bit better than mine does. But there's all these different... But when you realize this, it's done. Like, you should now... If there's something like... If it's mental illness, if it's depression, if it's something like that where... Okay, go get a little bit of help. We're not... Like, no one's advocating suicide. Right. We're just saying... Control your destiny at the end of something that could get really bad, and maybe something you just that's enough of what this is. You know, sometimes let me tell you, I've seen it. Sometimes like you're praying for the wrong thing.
It's baffling.
I just want to tell people like you're praying the wrong prayer though.
In this particular instance, we actually treat our pets better than we treat our family members.
Oh right, because we don't want our pets to suffer, so we let them gracefully exit.
If my cat stops eating and starts losing weight and gets very very sick and there's no help for him, like he's old and he's got cancer and this cat's dying, then I'm going to go ahead and let the vet put the cat down.
Right.
You know, because I'm not going to sit there and watch him suffer. Why would I do that to my
family? But now PETA's going to be there saying,
I don't give a shit.
You should have done kitty dialysis and all that shit.
And my father-in-law is going to be sitting there saying, why'd you pay so much money to have the cat put down when 33 cents and a 22 bullet would have done the job?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not about that.
And I can't do that.
I can't either, but he's a real gem.
The Oregon, Washington, Vermont, and Montana all have...
So the number is
bigger than it, it started in 97.
Well, I hope California Bernie Sanders is behind the Vermont, so he has something else to cling to.
Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Vermont, and then California became the fifth state, and it was a month after that happened that this woman decided to utilize that law. And the interesting thing, it doesn't make again maybe because I haven't been in this position, But opponents to this law warn it could become a way out for people who are uninsured or fearful of high medical bills. What? That's why people are going to commit suicide?
I read that too, and I'm like, no.
I didn't understand that.
Well, no, I can see why. Because people who may have, and I would tend to think that that might be somebody who has a little bit, I don't want to say this insensitively, but they may be not quite as stable mentally as others, and they might just think, oh my God, how am I ever going to live with a $50,000 medical bill?
Anxiety, depression.
You can put that shit on pause, and you can you can fight it. You can go through it. You can still live a wonderful life, even though you may owe X amount of dollars to, just because you owe it to a medical thing. I mean, you're alive, and that I think is the bigger. That is the big. No, what are you saying that? Are you saying that that's wrong?
Yeah, maybe.
Why? Would you rather be dead than have a $50,000 bill over your head?
I don't live as hopeless of poverty as some people do.
No, I get that.
That's what he's saying, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, like, there reaches a point, there are plenty of people that commit suicide over financial
and
problems.
I get that.
And it may not be health-related. It could just be the burden of your debt, the burden of your...
And all of that I go with, but I'm with you being assisted suicide because of medical reasons... The idea that this law has to be proven to where, doesn't it? That you have this terminal illness, and so therefore you can't just be like, ow, my arm hurt.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's, you can't have a hangnail. That's the point of that. Yeah. You can't have a hangnail and just run and say, okay, I'm out. I'm done.
Right.
No, it's got to be something stage 4 cancer. It's got to be something terminal. Lou Gehrig's. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, if you have to have an operation, you all of a sudden you got a $50,000 bill. Okay.
You would hope that insurance in America changes so people aren't going bankrupt or choosing death over the financial burden of getting well.
That's the wealthiest country in the world, and that's happening. That's not right.
And that's how you end up in those two sides of that argument. Like, can you live a happy life? But who's to say it's a happy life? Are we advocating for suicide, or are we just saying it's time to say goodbye? You know what I mean? Like, there's. And that's what
Terry Schiavo got that. Oh.
Oluwoch?
Sure.
Marnie, how do we say it? They told us.
Oluwoch. So, I mean, that's what he's saying. He's very worried about
it. Can we get a nickname that might be easier for us, especially with booze?
Oluwoch is good.
Now that I've said it out loud, I hope that's good. So please say it for
wrong. Olu-O, and then like chair.
So I would hope.
I'm going to call you O.
But this is the conversation that you should be having, and I say this all the time. It's depressing. It's morbid.
No, you have it way before.
You have it with your family. Like, at this point, I no longer want to be kept alive, because they can do amazing things with medicine. We can keep a dead body alive for days. Yep. But at some point, someone has to say, this is futile.
Right.
Let there be peace. Like, we'll quote Donna Summer. Oh. Like, just let them be at peace. Rest in peace. Like, we're just torturing people. And Terry Schiavo. Oh. And I had forgotten about Jeb! I had forgotten about him and Terry Schiavo until he started running for election. And I'm like, oh no, he needs a spear through the neck like the other ones.
Just simply because of that. And Harrison saying that California law requires two physicians agreeing to the termination and a 6-month waiting period. So that's helpful.
And a
to
little bit of time
better.
Get the Oscars in, or at least the Toronto Film Festival, depending on whether it's spring
and
or
know
fall.
If you want to. Hi, Aaron.
We've got a couple more headline stories to get through, and then we're going to go into Al Perkins and entertainment. Whatever the hell Kat's going to throw together. It's a show. It's a Tuesday night. Thank you for being with us.
It might be something. It might be nothing.
We'll be back in just minutes. It's Q Talk America, and we're live in Studio C.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. Once again, it is 9 o'clock here in Studio C. My name is Clayton McKee. I'm here sitting alongside Kat Carlson in the black ball cap, in the maroon ball cap. That would be Marnie Ryer, the bald man.
In the skull cap.
In the skull cap. That's Al Perkins. And in the white hat, tonight I'm Clayton McKee because I had to let Rachel Maddow have my hair tonight to do her show. It's her.
She needed it.
She's back in business after a week or 10, however fucking long off she's been. But my boyfriend is back, and you're going to be in trouble. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
She really should listen to this show.
Oh, she's going to find out when we have...
I'm sure she does.
When we have State Senator Katie Hobbs on in the next few weeks, she's going to know.
Do we have a date for that yet?
We do not. I did link up with Katie Hobbs over the weekend, and we took a couple pictures together, laughed, cried.
Saw that. They were cute, yeah.
She's nuts, and I enjoy the shit out of that.
Oh,
so she's gonna come in. I've got to schedule that with her, but she's gonna sit right there, and we'll be able to ask her. I think that we're gonna have her in hours 2 and 3.
Oh, there you go.
What are you doing? Nice. Al's learning how to use cameras in the new studio.
That's for Harrison. It's called butter.
Very good.
Butter.
Like butter.
But I think what we'll do is we'll have Katie in hours 2 and 3 of the show because our first hour it's not a catch up. But I think it's fun to have her come in. And then I think Jason Carlton that night is going to be a bartender in charge.
Oh, that's nice.
And Daniel Ray just wants to sit in the corner and watch silently is what he said. I'm not sure why, but that's what Daniel said he wants to do. So I agree. I think
it's a little creepy and a little...
But I think it'll be fun to have an actual state senator from the state of Arizona in studio with us. I think that's amazing. We can get some shit answered. We can figure out what's going on.
I'm starting a list already.
I think it'll be fantastic. We've got a couple more headline stories to go through, and then we're going to turn it over to Al for some entertainment. So let's go right into it right now. By the way, our drinking phrase or word is
Tonga.
There we go. And if you don't know why, this is why we're drinking for Tonga. We're still on it. I still have oil spots in my bed. Right. Anyway.
Even Moda's moved on.
Who cares?
That's really awkward.
After the teaser, switch to the Madonna pictures that we pulled up.
The teaser for what?
The entertainment section that you're about to play.
We're going to go directly into that?
You just said we're going to go to...
I know that.
Like five more headlines, though. We got time.
Oh!
May I have some of those?
I'm going to Snapchat.
What, these?
Do you mind?
No.
Those? Doesn't matter.
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
After cowboy Latham Crump finished a rodeo last week, all he wanted was some Taco Bell. And really, who doesn't? Nothing says rodeo wrap-up like a Taco Bell or a Chalupa. So the 19-year-old rode his horse, named Hollywood, into a Taco Bell restaurant in Commerce, Texas for the drive-in experience of a lifetime. He dined inside. Actually, he didn't really. I watched the video. He just walked in and walked out. Well, he says, quote, "Well, old Hollywood was a little hungry after the rodeo, so I rode him in to grab a bite," Crump told Instagram. Crump's shenanigans made him internet famous overnight, as he shared on his Twitter account. After all, it isn't every day you see a horse in line for nachos, and obviously that's good news for the health and safety of everyone else involved. We shouldn't have to tell you that this is really a bad idea, but anybody listening, please do not ride your horse into a Taco Bell. I would advise you against it. I wasn't going to say that, but Taco Bell is no longer listening. Though the sight was indeed shocking, police, however, say they will not take action against him unless somebody files a complaint. This all according to Fox 4 News, and they signed off the story with "Giddy up." Ryer.
Be afraid. I like it. So there was a gymnast that was bounced. I don't know if you guys heard about this from the Olympics.
Is that a
for
pun?
No. Actually, it's not.
Sounded
for
like
all
a pun.
Night drinking.
Oh, that a girl.
I say, well.
Okay.
Can we get her on the show? Well, or him?
Him. Dutch gymnast Yuri van Gelder has
we
been
have a picture?
Expelled
he sounds
from
hot.
The Olympics. He's not hot. No. Mm-mm. Maybe that's why he was expelled. Actually.
Clayton, Yuri van Gelder? For the win?
Let me send
I'm looking
this.
Up something else. Terribly sorry.
Copy. Sorry, Facebook. Is taking over right now. Hold on. Dun,
dun, as it does.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm just making
He's
this.
From where?
There we have it. He is a Dutch gymnast.
Oh, he looks very Dutch gymnast.
He does, right?
Stand by.
Yeah, he was.
Looks like he's going to pump
you up!
That's right. He like was expelled from the
Would you
the
like
Olympics
the picture
for...
of him in the rings? Is
yes.
that the picture you want? Yep. Oh, stand by.
Maybe enjoying a large bowel movement, a tonga, if you will.
Well, Perhaps, but he
does
was
he have a prototype toilet seat. What's
he
going
was expelled for the from the Olympics for gravely violating team rules by going out for a night of drinking in Rio after qualifying for the finals of the rings event. Such a big deal! Like you go.
This looks like he's been drinking. Look at
it
that! My
like,
God!
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've looked like that a couple times
after drinking.
Yeah.
Were you ever on the rings though?
I know, but I made that face as I hurled towards the curb.
Right.
And
by world, he doesn't mean...
Yeah.
The 33-year-old left the Olympic Village on Saturday evening and spent the night celebrating before he returned in the early hours of Sunday morning.
Okay, hang on. Oh, what is that?
It's terrible for Yuri.
Farther down your Google search.
Stand by.
But this kind of behavior is unacceptable. I can't imagine... First of all, what they can do, the shit that you see happening at the Olympics, that they can make their... It's amazing to me. The athletes and then to go out
their athletic ability
yes
is they're astounding just,
and it really is. And then I think he probably still could have gotten the bronze hammered,
sure,
you know, I mean, like he probably still could have done something, but unbelievable. Yeah, he was thrown out of there. And I thought for all, and it's the Dutch team that has imposed the strict living conditions on its athletes.
I enjoy that, Kat. Thank you for pointing that out.
According to the media reports, they're forbidden from entering Rio for safety reasons, while athletes who have completed their events must return home to avoid distracting teammates. So it's
free and easy with 42 condoms.
Kat pointed out a very important picture of him while he was competing on the rings. I don't know if anybody's seen this. Now, again, he was out the night before, right? Yeah. Well, he didn't leave all of his. He brought some with him. Okay. He's on the rings.
Well, I'm
really getting to the heart of the story.
That is funny.
I'm going to need you to carry a few things while you're on the rings.
This is good reporting right here. This is what this is.
I feel that's been vetted.
Crack journalism right here.
I do. I like that a lot.
I'm interviewing with the Daily Beast tomorrow.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot. Lunch.
That's very good.
Oh, yes.
I love Google and the internet.
Ben Gelder ought to be the name of the pole vault penis guy. Amina.
That's very funny for the win.
We've tongued a new point.
Oh, clever girl.
Clever girl.
Clever girl.
I always enjoy when you get a Jurassic Park reference in.
I always enjoy when somebody gets the Jurassic Park reference.
That's funny. I like it. Fine, sir.
Oh, well, I realized I saved a picture I didn't mean to save, but we're just going to deal with it because I don't have a choice.
We love it.
It'll be fine, I think.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, no, wait, we'll use this picture. Oh, we'll use this one. This is lovely, too. Yep. Stand by. I got to save another picture. Be fine. Somebody think. Nope, fuck it. We're going to use it.
That's going to catch up on
doesn't
the
matter.
News.
Okay, so this is my final story with this, and again, it's got some tweets on it. This bitch, I swear to God, she is the dumbest fucking thing out there. Don't worry, Katrina Pearson, if it rings a name, if it rings a bell with the name, let her go. Twitter users have got your back. They will not let you down. After Donald Trump's spokesperson, Katrina
this
Pearson,
bitch.
This bitch.
This bitch. If
you, and forget the arrow. It's,
oh,
it's for a figure. This bitch.
She is an idiot.
She blundered Saturday by erroneously saying that President Barack Obama was responsible for the invasion of Afghanistan. Tweeters united to helpfully offer her a bunch of other hilariously false historical events she may like to claim as fact, as she has done with virtually everything she's ever said anytime she's interviewed by anybody on any air.
This is the food stamp queen.
She's the dumb. Yes, she's the food stamp queen. She's the dumbest fucking thing. And she's pretty, but why they prop her up and
pretty
try
dumb.
To get her to say things with regards to Trump or really anything factual, I don't understand.
Oh, she's awful.
She's awful.
She's the worst of the offenders.
She really is. So under the globally trending hashtag, and I'm sure Kat will want to get right on this, hashtag Katrina Pearson History.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Katrina, K-A, the traditional spelling.
Right.
Pearson, P-I-E-R-S-O-N, History. They joked that it was actually a TV host, Larry King, who gave Martin Luther Jr. King's iconic I Have a Dream address in 1963, and that the breakup of the Beatles was actually Obama's fault.
Son of a bitch.
I knew it.
One of them. So here are some of the tweets.
Yoko Obama.
Katrina Pearson History.
Katrina, hashtag Katrina Pearson History. Yes.
I'm pretty sure I just crashed Twitter.
One of the tweets that came about was this one. Obama convinced Ross and Rachel that they were actually on break.
Well, that Tonga. Tonga.
Katrina.
I'm going to drink to that. That's a winner. That's the first thing that opens up. We were on a break.
Obama wants to take our guns and replace them all with lightsabers. Aaron will appreciate that, I'm sure.
Obama directed Howard the Duck.
Moses actually received 15 commandments, but Obama vetoed 5 of them.
There's 5 that are questionable. That's fair.
Right.
Little known fact, Rudy Giuliani majored in hashtag Katrina Pearson history at Trump University.
Obama's popularity tanked when he fired General MacArthur in the middle of the Korean War. Didn't realize he went that far back.
The Titanic never would have sunk if Obama hadn't been out in the middle of the ocean doing his iceberg impression.
My actual... Go ahead. You have one?
Obama created the vacuum that led to the creation of Milli Vanilli.
Oh, that's kind of true.
Frightening.
That's true.
The 2 last ones here. Obama called every innkeeper and told them not to rent to Mary and Joseph. But my favorite one, and Al will appreciate this, and anybody who has a music knowledge of the 70s, President Obama not only shot the sheriff, he also shot the deputy.
Everything was fine until Obama built all houses on top of Indian burial grounds.
Oh, God.
With a picture of the little dead girl in Poltergeist.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Obama shot JR.
Oh, he did?
No,
sure.
That's good.
Oh, God.
Bomb ass pussy.
Well,
did you know Obama has been to all 57 states?
It's, yeah.
That's
oh,
that's
God. Good. No. That is just funny shit.
Dear internet.
Dear internet.
Yeah.
Dear
Bonnie and Clyde were really Barack and Clinton, but I think you said that one.
I did not say that one. That's funny, though. That's I enjoy good. That one. Oh, my God. I thought that was enjoyable. I was reading through them, and when I got to the he shot the sheriff and the deputy.
Oh, my God. Done. Okay, Mrs. Betty Bowers.
Oh,
who
I love
is gonna? She's about to Tonga and
win. She's America's favorite Christian.
Are you ready for the dismount?
Yes.
JonBenet would still be alive if she hadn't beaten Obama at the Little Miss Snowflake pageant.
Oh my God.
So good.
So offensive.
That is so good.
Little Miss Snowflake.
So all right, good. We're going to tell a horrible Asian joke.
Oh, do I need to pull that video back up of that guy?
No.
Bye, Asians.
Bye. But
sorry, guys.
Maybe this is funny. Gals. Maybe it's not. It may be completely insensitive.
I'm into it. Let's
address all your letters to MissyL@AOL.com. That's my real address. I'll take them.
Sure.
You could also Snapchat him at Missy Al.
I'm just going to keep going over.
If you drop your
phone
in water.
But just realize it's none of our fault.
What?
If you drop your phone in water, put it in a bowl of rice, and by morning the Asians will have come and fixed it.
You're drunk.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Go home, Al. You're drunk.
It's so awful.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But it made me giggle. It's
but
like
why?
Making cookies for Santa.
It's awful.
It's awful.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it does. But that's a whole other...
It's awful.
It's awful.
Can we go to something else now?
Yeah, that's why you can't make the...
Next caller.
So they can't make the Asian Barbie.
Entertainment!
Start with the Madonna picture.
Stomach.
All right. So we're going to go with what I remembered is my favorite part of the Olympics because I'm doing a wake and bake, is the Netherlands beam routine. We're not going to go to that again.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a whiz kid that I'm in love with, who I hope is not a kid because it'd be really awkward.
Oh.
A documentary that I want to do, my favorite person at the Olympics, bullshit from the Olympics, and a cancellation of a TV show that some of us really didn't care about. And when do I get my goddamn Costco lobster biscuits?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
That's a different segment. Continue on with entertainment.
Seriously.
There's a food show coming immediately following this one.
God damn it.
You're the epitome of hashtag white women's problems.
It is.
I did not get my cheddar lobster biscuits.
What's that place called? Lobster roll? Lobster? Red,
red
lobster.
Red lobster. For the seafood lover in you.
Yeah.
Well, Cal,
there's a lot of Tonga up in here. We got to make room for
there's
fish.
There's something up in you.
Well, lobster eyes up his ass.
Ever since I removed the eyeballs from my rectum, I got a lot of room to fill.
Well, we have a scale for that. We can find out how many.
She had 4 pounds of eyeballs up there. Jesus Christ.
She was 4 pounds lighter when she got off the shitter.
The erectile dysfunction cow eyes. Okay, so the first thing is a documentary that I'm very
Maybe
excited
that guy
about.
Had cow eyes up his ass. The Japanese pole vaulter.
Nope.
Because they went up his head and then...
I at least gave a spoiler alert that there was a really bad Asian joke coming.
Well, no, I'm just saying because, you know, the erectile dysfunction, all of a sudden right in the middle of the pole vault, bing!
We have to...
Well, when that moment arises, you don't want to take a pause.
No,
you just want to fly over the pole vault.
Tonga!
All right, so... It is Madge's birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Let's give a great big tonga to Madge. We'll start with a picture of just Madge with her friends. The other one doesn't have Madge in it. It just has the guy that I love.
Oh my bad. Here we go.
Technical error. Zero episodes. So this is Madge, and what I will tell you is the greatest moment of her career, the Blonde Ambition Tour, which I was obsessed with as a child I was in my 20s, with HBO, and stood in front of my TV and watched it over and over and over again to try to learn all the dances. I can do none of them currently.
Could you 20 some odd years ago?
No, it's still weird. She had a fat ass then, she's got a fat ass now. Nothing's changed.
Actually, even like 30 years ago.
No, it's like 27 years ago. It's 89.90.
30, shut up.
But anyways, so it's Madge's birthday, and I feel this particular number, because I know this concert so well, is from Keep It Together, and it's how they end the show. It's the finale of the show, and one by one they kiss her and drop down through a hole and die. But it turns out they didn't die. And there is a documentary out.
Because there was a concert tomorrow night, so they didn't really die.
You can't kill him. So it turns out, after this documentary, and you may remember that we may have talked about this, that HBO, as when I went to the HBO offices in New York and yelled at people because I needed a copy of the Blonde Ambition Tour on something besides Laserdisc.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to their headquarters. I literally did go to the HBO headquarters and chat with people about how to get the Blonde Ambition Tour into my life.
I love it.
That there is no actual buyable video of this because of how HBO used to film concerts and comedy specials that weird people own them. They would sell the rights off to other people because there was no distribution. Things didn't come out on video yet. This was not a thing that happened with HBO specials. They just existed and then they went away. Never to be seen again. And this was from Nice. It was done in Nice, France. Well, anyways, it got a lot of attention because she did... the only way you could see numbers from the Blonde Ambition Tour, if you didn't have HBO, was from Truth or Dare, the documentary that she made about this tour. Wonderful tour, but she outed... She thought she had all out dancers because there's one guy that says he was straight, but everyone else was... out. She was filming them in candid moments, not thinking she was outing them. One of the gentlemen, and I don't think he's in that picture. He's either the one at her crotch or the one next to her head. I think one of those two actually sued her for the emotional distress of being outed by the movie because he didn't know what they were going to do. You fast forward 26, 27 years later, and now there's a documentary about those guys that were her backup dancers because, again, like the Olympics, prime of their lives, peak of their career, dancers who were from all over the world that auditioned to be her backup for her most controversial tour, the costumes, the expression, the sexuality. It was very out there at the time. Mm-hmm. So that her second one, the girly show, which was dirtier, but everybody was like, well, it's Madonna. She's just dirty. But this was the one that really laid it out there. Now there's a documentary about their life at being like out of the closet, being like in the public eye without really... meaning to be that public, not understanding what that documentary was going to do their lives, living with HIV and AIDS, and just all the struggles they've gone through. And the documentary is called Strike a Pose. And so if somebody finds out where this is or where it's playing, I don't know. It's a newer documentary. I looked on Netflix. It's not there. I have not checked Amazon yet. So if you see it, please get a hold of me and let me know where to watch it. Because I was just in love with all these dancers. But now your next picture is the guy that when he walked out on stage, and he's in the opening number. His name is, I think it's Slam was the name he went by. And this is from the Vogue video because she did all of those like in a cycle. So all of the backup dancers ended up in her Vogue video because they were doing the tour while she was putting out this song. And I lost my shit. He does Express Yourself, and that's the one that she dry humps while she's doing Express Yourself, which I posted on my Facebook page in honor of her birthday because it's like my favorite Madonna moment ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he is still with us. Thank God, because this was late 80s, early 90s. There was, you know, some of them have found out since that they have HIV AIDS, but they're still able to like be part of the documentary. And so it's just, it looks phenomenal, and it's just a part of my 20s that I was just, that was the greatest thing that ever happened on HBO. Like, I, everybody knows I have a hard-on for HBO, but that's when it was, like, literal.
The thing, right?
Now, before this, I thought your the greatest thing ever on HBO was the Diana Ross
Live from Caesar's Palace.
Right.
Now,
right.
That's when I was born, really.
Now, may I ask, are you talking about the film that's going to be coming out?
Yeah, it's called Strike a Pose.
It's touring some film festivals. I just posted on your Facebook the link to their Facebook, so you can properly stalk them.
Yeah.
Then I must be looking at something else. There's something that's supposed to come out in January of 2017. Bedroom Talk or...
Oh, no, this is called Strike a Pose.
I know, that's what I was looking for, but this is something else. They hope to be finished with the film by 2017, and it's about her, an intimate upcoming documentary about Madonna's romance with New York musician before the Material Girl was a megastar.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, she was part of the New York club scene.
Dan Gilroy.
And she was with Jelly... I don't know if she was with Jelly Bean, but like... several boyfriends came along with her for their first two albums where they were, she was people
I wasn't
that she
sure
knew.
That was the
no,
thing,
no, no. Strike a Pose is specifically about the dancers. Okay. It's not so much about Madonna.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And then my other thing that I can't believe I didn't tell you guys about was, oh God, if you could find a picture of Nikki and Donna real quick. Donna and Nikki or Nikki and Donna, either way you want to. They were her backup singers. And let's say you're not the most talented singer in the entire world and you're going on a world tour. Then what you need is two women that sing like 40.
Right.
Like sing like a full choir.
Oh, hang on. I got this.
And, you know, they're a little bit older now. They maybe can't. They're no longer part of, I don't know, they probably could do, they're very talented, but they're no longer part of Madonna's touring ensemble, but they did, at least one of them, I think, Donna was there, yeah, oh, Jesus Christ, that's my favorite picture ever, that's from the, it's from the VH1, what are they called, the MTV Music Awards,
VMAs.
This is the rehearsal for the tour, because the men aren't in there yet, so this was the three of them without the costumes by, Gautier. These are without the costumes, haven't been there yet. This is how they rehearsed it. And so if you go back and you watch the Video Music Awards, mm-hmm. you'll see them rehearsing. This is the rehearsal dance without the guys yet. But these two on the left and right have the Nikki and Donna project, or the Donna and Nikki project. And they're doing a GoFundMe, and they have their first single, which is Rain, and it's Madonna endorsed. Because they sing like a dream. So they're taking Madonna songs and singing them correctly. With their beautiful angelic voices. But just, I mean, that was just, when I was like, I don't know what I was, 22 years old, like that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen, was that group of talented singers and dancers just coming together, just put on a show. Judy Garland, that shit. So that's it for Madge's birthday. And it's also the anniversary, the 39th anniversary of Elvis Presley's peanut butter related death.
Sorry, Ronnie M.
Or bucket of chicken.
Ronnie M has been like
but
that.
So, but it's always a sad day to lose such a great talent. And as I saw from my memories today, they're either Madonna tributes or they are videos from the Elvis Presley comeback special, also known as the Black Leather Outfit, where it's him and four or five musicians, introduce the world to Unplugged, where they do all of his hits, and he is so fucking sexy and looks so good and is wearing black leather and I tell people, like, I saw that in the late 70s and I think it put me into puberty. Like, no, I think it started
right
rolling.
Then.
Like,
it just kind of pushed in.
Menopause
it.
Happened last
it
Wednesday.
Tonged you happened. Into
oh,
it?
Oh, I got tonged into the puberty. So if you have not seen that, and please, anywhere you are, if you have YouTube, Can't Help Falling in Love with You from the 68-69 Elvis comeback special will just change your mind about what you're doing sexually.
It's interesting. I've had the pleasure of being at Graceland multiple times on different occasions, and it is very interesting that, you know, that outfit is so
iconic
with him, and it's so paired. Black leather often is, you know, musically is paired with him, but when you see that outfit, just like when you see a lot of the other jumpsuits that he wore over the years from the Aloha,
they got
from
bigger and bigger.
No, but I mean, you know what I'm saying?
So
is,
did he.
Like from the Aloha from Hawaii specials, like all of those, the different things, and you see different outfits that they have on display there from the different movies and stuff. You are amazed, and even in the black leather outfit, granted, it's 68. We're not talking 77.
Right.
We're not talking that was many years later or through the mid 70s when he got bigger, but in 68, like you you said, he was so sexy. That outfit is so small. Oh, when you yeah. see it on the mannequin in Graceland,
oh, yeah.
the waist
so,
is this, like, it's tiny. He is
so fit.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
You're really surprised. Oh, really? Okay. But yes, oh, when you God. Get to
he
the...
he really was gorgeous.
When you get I to mean, 75, no, 6, and 7, yeah. you're like, ooh, I could actually wear that.
Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
Well, drugs are bad, but drugs he was part of the Nixon anti-drug campaign. And
oh, he was. Yes,
Harris and I were on a plane, and I think we flew from New York to Nashville before we split up and went our separate ways through the mail drop-off that is Southwest Airlines. But the guy that we were flying with just told us he was Elvis's son or an Elvis impersonator, and we were exhausted on a New York to Nashville flight, and it was just, he was... And I think it was back when Southwest still had club seats. You know how they had the three...
Where they faced each other?
They had the six seats that you could face each other and be with your friends, which were a delight, by the way.
Yep.
Probably over an emergency exit row, which I would have loved.
No, they were in the... They were like middle...
Wait,
no.
yeah.
I think the middle one was an exit row. But they were the first set of and the last set of.
Yes.
And then the exit rows were
now
also...
Now I recall those.
Oh, God. And
those were fun.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, Heather and I were on a... Heather from the B and the S were on a famous club car ride that was just fantastic to Vegas. It was 40 minutes in heaven. It really was.
Uh-huh.
So what do I have that's not? So in sad news, but not truly unexpected, the Larry Wilmore nightly show has been canceled. His last show is
this day after tomorrow.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and speaking of clickbait, the ratings were not great, but what they needed was what James Corden has done. James Corden has got such an internet following and has such a buzz going after
his
name.
He knew what he was doing.
That they can, there's really room for him to be, if he is, I don't even know if he is, but if he is the lowest rated person in that time slot, it doesn't matter because his buzz is going so well and he's a known quantity. And it's kind of, his movie career is coming back because he's filming a movie soon and he's got several movies out. Like, I mean, he's a great actor and a very, very good singer.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Into the Woods, he's one of the best parts of Into the Woods.
He really is.
And that stupid movie that I can't find anywhere that nobody's put on video, The One Last Chance, or one about the guy that won America's Got Talent, the opera singer. And I've been trying to find it. I look constantly.
Opera
I think I have it on this list.
Singer.
Yes, because you can't find it. It was released in theaters for like a minute and a half.
No, who was the singer?
But who was the singer?
Oh, he was on Britain's Got Talent. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it was Britain's
okay.
Got Talent. He was a bullied kid that could sing opera privately. No one encouraged him and he went on.
He's the Susan Boyle of Then he got out in the public and then what, lost his mind?
Yeah, but then he had a little bit of a career afterwards and he's not horrible like Susan Boyle. Like, I don't want to throw a spear at him like I do. Have you heard Susan? I know it's a little off season, and we usually don't talk about this till December. But Susan Boyle Ruins Christmas is what I think the name of the album is.
She Tongas Christmas.
Really? Oh boy, she focuses up on the no hotel rooms and down on the Jesus being born. Like, boy, does she have the wrong intonation in every song?
We've entered a segment of the show called Al's Greatest Hits.
It's fucking horrible.
Susan, look for it tomorrow on iTunes, ladies and gentlemen. Susan Boyle fucks up Christmas.
Ruins Christmas.
Susan
ruins
Boyle Christmas. Clearly hates Christmas. That's what the album should be called.
You realize I have to buy it now.
Oh.
So instead of that...
it's going to be like Mrs. Miller sings Christmas.
Yeah.
So instead of Where Are You Christmas, she's singing Fuck You Christmas.
No, that was much more melodic than she gives it.
Okay.
Fuck You Christmas.
Oh, I don't think it was melodic
at all. I like it when
we
sing.
Yeah, I know. It's always fun.
It's awful.
We'll have to do the Charlie Brown Christmas later.
Oh my God, we should have a singing round.
Yeah, now, and Amina brings up something that... I'm not a Star Wars person, but Kenny Baker died, who I think was the person inside R2-D2.
Yeah, R2-D2, yep.
Because I know that wasn't the guy that was inside C-3PO. But
no, he's still alive.
Taller.
British actor, still alive.
No, okay, yeah.
The dwarf died.
But, Munchkin.
Well,
I'm going to go with Game of Thrones and go with Munchman. Now they call him Munch because he gets in trouble for calling him a Munchkin.
And the so politically, munch is better?
No, the politically correct people.
Don't say it on lesbian bars. It's very different.
Very different.
Yes.
Yes.
Did he or was he represented by...
The Lollipop Guild?
Have you at any time been a member of the Lollipop Guild? Have you no shame, sir? I'm going to play both roles in this trial.
Who do you look up to more, Glinda? Or the other one.
The other.
Which one's taller?
Yeah, Glinda.
So, I mean, but very sad and a long career. But
for sure.
This is really not the segment I should be doing because
Why?
I like because we just honest, made fun but, of dwarves but, like three times.
Well, yeah. But unappealingly.
And it wasn't my intention. I'm trying to protect the Star Wars people from my wrath. Because out of seven movies, I found one of them watchable. Are there like 10 movies? I don't know.
But
there's like a million of them. How many movies? How many of those Star Wars movies are there?
87.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that you do this because you were part of this segment before.
Dustin! We did not have him on Dustin because like...
Because oh,
well, he wasn't he was tall enough to get on the board.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He was a munchman.
You must be this tall to get on the
right,
deck. Then.
Right. Munch,
We've got to get out of this topic. Yeah. What's next?
We're why? Awful. We're who cares?
We are awful. Awful,
the little people of America do not listen to the show.
Because I'm starting to believe in different levels of hell. I'm okay going to hell, but the floor you guys are going to be on is not okay.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting a view.
I'm getting very, very hell judgy yeah. right now.
Okay, and so...
saving your souls.
And every 20 to 30 years, they remake A Star is Born.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
We're a little bit late on this time, this carnation instant breakfast drink.
Is it a pink
reincarnation?
A white spot.
But A Star is Born is being remade.
Oh, good.
Famously done in the 30s with Frederick March and now I've lost her name, Janet Gaynor. No need to look it up.
No idea about that.
Remade in the 50s with Judy Garland and Mason. What's his name? Standard.
James Mason. Marsha Mason.
And what many would argue is the version to beat. And then you have the version that I saw originally as a child. A Star is Born with Barbra Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, where the music is sublime. The first movie, they're actors. There is no singing in the original. She's an up-and-coming actress, he's an actor, but it all ends the same way. In the second one, he's an actor, she's a singer. In the third one, he's a rock star, she's a singer. And it was... I didn't even think about this, that the movie was originally produced, designed, and coordinated for it to be Barbra Streisand and Elvis... And Elvis started to lose weight and had started to get his shit together to star in it. And Colonel Parker, his
manager.
One of them is the tiger from Life of Pi, and one of them is...
Colonel Tom Parker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, coincidentally, both the same name.
Richard Parker is the tiger.
Richard is the tiger in Life of Pi. So, Colonel Parker, woo! She wins. So
I got there.
So
I got you there.
He ixnayed it, and it may have got him on the course of maybe eating a little less and getting
and
heart
being
healthy.
Alive longer.
Because he had started. He liked the idea, loved the script, and was willing to do it. But Colonel Parker put the kibosh on it and
killed him. Let's just say that.
Well, he killed him in 100 different ways.
Sure. Richard Parker would have just
chased
him around the island.
So now the new version is going to be Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And since we've learned recently that Lady Gaga just kind of rules at everything she fucking touches, except for American Horror Story, because she can't act, but she looked incredible. And nudity is her thing. She's supposed to be writing new music for it, as Barbra Streisand did for A Star is Born. She won her second Oscar for writing Evergreen. The music of... It's soft as an easy chair. It's soft as Tonga, really.
Yeah, I hope Tonga's hard.
My blood alcohol is almost zero. So that's,
no, it's not. Yeah.
Are we grading on a curve?
No, it was this morning.
I have a breathalyzer in there.
As I left work today, and the residents at the restaurant, not my biggest. Well, they can't decide if they're my biggest fans because they can't tell if I hate them or they hate me more.
If they don't raise their hand and not watch CNN, you can't talk to them.
Right.
That's fair.
But it was just so funny this morning. I was like, I gotta go home. My blood alcohol is almost zero. All the residents sitting there were like, well, that's probably a worry for her.
May I ask you a question about Star is Born?
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a question about the comparison between the Judy Garland version and the Barbra Streisand version. Because I've not seen the Barbra Streisand. I've actually never seen it. And actually, I've honestly...
Filmed here in Arizona at ASU.
I've actually never seen the full version of Judy Garland's, only scenes.
Very few people have.
And I've performed scenes to accolades and accolades of applause.
Very nice.
No, two people applauded.
Tens of people.
One was Elaine Stein, the other was my mother. No.
We're both cats.
Fair enough.
The scene in...
Meow, meow.
Maggie and Marty loved it. Rave reviews. Two paws up. And that really just means stop.
And one Tonga. Yeah. Two palms up, one Tonga.
The famous scene in Judy Garland's version where he comes to her in the dressing room and she's like, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. They're always waiting for me. They'll wait forever. Blah, blah, blah. Is that same scene done in Streisand's version or no?
It's a little different. He's always a drunk. on the way down. She's always the up and coming star. She gets a little older in every version, but.
But is that same scene where she's like, they're always there. I'll get there when I want to.
Yeah, there's a version. Okay. It's different in each movie, but the similarity, all the same notes are hit, if you will.
Like, okay.
You get to all the same places. At some point, he embarrasses her during a staging of something. And there's a scene where he's just disillusioned by fame and fans and stuff like that. And she doesn't understand it because she's on her way up and has been toiling in the background for years and gets her big break and is very excited. So, tale as old as time, really. You know what I mean? There's nothing new here. Beyonce, it was supposed to be
song as old as rhyme.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds familiar. A few years ago, it was being pushed as Beyonce and Jamie Foxx were going to do it. It was in the works that they would do it in.
Beyonce can also do no wrong. So.
Yeah. Did we talk about that last week? What if
Michelle Obama is Beyonce's Beyonce?
We did talk about that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. But you just have to get that right combination of, are you going to do it as an acting, as a singing? Does someone write their own music? And I have to say, Beyonce's delightful, but she's hit and miss on that music shit, so.
Sometimes she is. I mean, she had nonsense. That song, was it Listen?
And how from can I not Dream listen? Girls? You're screaming at me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever. I wasn't big on that. But I'm sure she would have had to have her own song in the movie, blah, 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 blah.
So a person whose voice I have been just delighted by, and you're thinking singing voice, nay. I don't mean singing voice.
Speaking voice?
It's his speaking voice. And they call him WizKid Harry Enten, and he's on the 538 podcast. And so today, after listening to his voice in my bed for many, many weeks and listening to him talk, he's a straight-up New York Jew.
Okay.
Self-professed.
Okay.
And he has this delightful accent. And it's just delightful because he sounds like he's 70 and has been, like, drinking scotch and smoking cigars all the time.
And he's 14?
And they call him WizKid. So my worry was, is it sarcastic and he really is this old man with scotch voice, wizened old, if you would? Or is he really a whiz kid? So I watched some YouTube videos of him doing lectures all over, and he is very young for as much as, like, he's very smart. I recommend he does a lecture out of a University of Austin in Texas, and he's just a delight, and he's very smart. The lecture at the University of Austin is talking about how 538 got, how and why they got Trump's primaries all wrong.
Oh, wow.
And what they were doing right. Like, what they were looking at that made them get every primary wrong, and why they, like, at some point they said 0%. And then, again, it's another interesting...
This is Harry Enten?
Yeah. An interesting... He kind of reminds me of a Darren Criss. Kind of. You know.
Kind of.
But his voice is delightful. I'm just charmed by it. And I listen to it in bed all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like WizKid Harry Enten. So today I had to see what he looked like. And if you go on YouTube, if you're interested in politics, if you're interested in, like...
2000 Republican campaign, that is. And then George W. Bush broke out and was able to get 40-45% of the vote in early Iowa, New Hampshire polls, and was able to go on and win the nomination. Trump, on the other hand, isn't getting anywhere
on the other hand.
He's not blasting away the field.
He's Billy Crystal doing a character.
Right. That's why I thought maybe he was older and they were using WizKid sarcastically because he just sounds like such a typical stereotype of that thing.
Right.
And he made a really, he called somebody a shyster in the one video he said. He's like, I'm a Jew from New York. I'm allowed to use the word shyster. Forgive me.
Right.
So, but it's very
Did
funny.
Did he ever use schlonged at any point?
Yeah, oh, I wish.
Oh!
So that's my new voice crush. All right, so now we're going to go to the Olympics. Well, first, I want to remind people that I really need those biscuits from Red Lobster. Well, clearly, my pleas last week went unheeded.
Well, that's it. Nobody was listening.
Not that I didn't write it
Maybe
down.
Maybe you should have come to the biscuit party yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
There were homemade biscuits. There weren't any Cheddar Bay biscuits. But
sent somebody a text maybe yesterday and said, hey, did you go to Costco? And I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well, I was
I'll
told
go
I
today.
Was being annoying as I was told.
You're told that every week.
Oh, yeah.
That's just
I
a Tuesday.
I have been
Tonga yes. Thank you.
All right. So... the Olympics. First off, the Netherlands balance beam. I can't find a video that you can cut down, but the gold medal performance last night of the girl from the Netherlands that won the gold medal at the Olympics is astounding. Get a glass of wine, get a cup of coffee, smoke a joint. Watch this bitch put it down. Everyone's talking about our little Simone...
Files.
Yep.
Lovely, delightful, talented as all fucking get out until this girl gets on the balance beam and you're like, oh, honey, that's yours. They're just gonna they're just gonna call it the Netherlands girl thing because it was fucking insane. Right. If you can find any part of that. She does things on a balance beam that I didn't think you could do on a floor. It was just nuts. And the one girl I was working with, because everybody could see one TV at the restaurant, and it was just so funny because she's like, I'm going to put my glasses on in case they replay that. I'm going to need to see that more closely. Not, I'm doing a really serious job, and you're probably able to see. No. Wait a minute. That girl just do?
Right.
And we all just had to stop a second and enjoy that It was nonsense. Ladies and gentlemen, nonsense. That was superhuman feats. Mm-hmm. How she got on the damn thing, how she got off the damn thing, the things she was doing while on the damn thing.
She was doing the damn thing.
A lot of damn things.
Couldn't make sense of it.
Dear heavens, it was the most deserved gold medal in Olympic history, and I want to go meet her and become her friend. I think about an hour ago, I put the link in the chat room.
That feels familiar. I feel like there was a link. I'm going to look.
Her name is Sane Weavers on Beam. So you can find that on YouTube. I just can't find one that's like condensed down to like, because they're only up there for like 90 seconds. So find that.
Netherlands Beam.
Well, hang on. I got a lot of shit's going on over on this end of the table.
All right, so
now I was going to share it. We are
and now
listener.
The midget in a bikini.
I'm going to. Now let's go to Trisha Takanawa.
Do we have that?
Live from Tonga, Clayton McKee.
Now we go to our Blackie weather forecast. Blackie, what's it going to do? It's going to rain! Thank you, Blackie.
Oh, my God.
Don't you remember that from Family Guy?
I do, but out of context, we come off as horrible.
Let me segue into this.
I'm never going to be president my whole life.
Never.
Is it Oluwak? Oluwak, is that right?
Oluwak.
He should have gone by his first name, which is Anthony, and he friended me on Facebook, and there he is.
Hey, Anthony. Totes adorbs.
Totes adorable. Look how cute that guy is right there. The smile.
Look at that. Smile.
So, Anthony, you are part of our show. Welcome. And if you would have used your first name, it would have been a lot easier.
That wouldn't have been any fun.
Right.
No fun at all.
Everything can be for you.
Yeah. I'm available in Phoenix Central.
I think he's married and he's busy. So
nothing as delightful as a gay man describing gymnastics. Everyone at work last night watched me gay out to an unheard of extreme.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. I mean, people thought there were limits to my gayness. Yeah. Turns out, during a beam routine...
Did anybody ever actually ask you, do you know Johnny Weir?
It's like our own personal Lady Weir.
I just wanted to tell you, because you tongued me there. They cut to that god-awful shit that... What's that queer's name? Ryan Crest is doing.
Ryan Seacrest.
Not gay, by the way. Shut up. We got to take down one of our own. Just to make up for all the horrible things we've said about other groups.
That makes up for it.
So, Ryan Seacrest has that god-awful show from 11:30 to 12:30 where you want to throw a spear through her neck and just help NBC out.
I'm fine with it.
Has anybody noticed you want to throw a spear through a lot of people's necks?
Yeah, I think there's an anger management issue we got here.
There's 60 hours.
There's another racial slur in there somewhere.
So anyways, who appears on the TV in the restaurant, where I should have been working, but clearly was not because I was busy watching the Olympics. They tongued the Lady Weir right onto the TV with her lady-in-waiting, Tara Lipinski. I don't know your name, but I got both of those right.
Apparently. Shit.
How did you
and
do that?
And here
I've
I was.
Been here for years.
Everyone thought I was at the top of the gay meter. They thought, okay, she's ringing the bell. She's getting the stuffed tiger. Right. It's all going to go well.
She's getting the stuffed tiger.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Ding, 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 ding. Roar.
Step down, Tonga. Until you've heard somebody in a professional environment yell out, Lady Weir!
All of a sudden, you're a fucking snagglepuss.
Literally, with a bag of blood in my right hand. I had a bag of blood in my right hand.
At the restaurant.
And yelled out, Lady Weir!
And everyone in a booth sat straight up.
I full on Kristen Wiig'd or Kirsten Wiig'd or whatever the fuck that lady. I full on Target Lady'd.
Target Lady.
I mean, you gotta have a dick in every hole to meet the level of gay I hit screaming out Lady Weir with a bag of blood in my hand.
Wow. I don't even know what to do.
No, no
I
one
really
did.
Don't.
Seriously,
don't.
They're all still standing there. It's a tableau now. They
I
were
can now,
for those of you out there who don't
I
realize
I can see the rails that this show used to be yeah.
gone,
way,
gone.
Way yeah. over there.
Based yeah. on yeah. based on what Al just said that at the restaurant he shared with everybody
it's for
else.
It's vampires. I think
understand.
It's clear.
Now, whatever,
I saw that show. HBO, what, Showtime.
What he just shared, and for all the people who just realized that Al is gay, I'd like to put this up just for them. A moment of silence for all the girls out there. They're just now realizing that they're boyfriends.
Let me tell you, I'll throw him under the bus on this one. I work with a Muslim man. I was working with a Muslim man this night who's just a delight. He's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Clearly offended by everything that's coming out of my mouth.
Oh my God! The fact that you live or breathe, man.
No, not that at all. Oh. It's just that no. I mean, I have F bombs everywhere.
You like, ring every bell.
Oh, that is yeah. that is not exclusive to one demographic.
That is
not
tell you what,
that's
true.
Is not true. Exclusive. So he to was any one demographic. Yeah.
But and you know, we're both commenting on like some of the runners were very lovely to look at, male and female, and we were both commenting on like. Gorgeous, beautiful, love watching this routine. I watched the opening ceremony. We talked about him that I was watching the opening ceremony with him. And all the and just hysterical. When the Johnny Weir happened, that's when he was like, wow. They don't have that where I'm from.
They do. They just don't talk
He
about
went home and had to Google
Johnny Weir.
What is a Johnny Weir? And why does someone scream it out while holding blood?
And why is Val screaming about it?
Can we get Val on the line?
I was so gay last night, I got two Vals on the phone. And one argument about, no, you're not who I was talking to earlier, Val. I was talking to a guy.
No.
Was his name Al?
Val?
Was he watching the Olympics? Because I'm the same guy!
Did it rhyme with Val?
Did it rhyme with Val? Okay, so other Olympic moments. My favorite spectator at the Olympics is Leslie Jones. And because I always say that lady, I usually describe her as that lady on SNL that I love, but I don't remember her name. Yeah. I wrote it down today.
Still Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones at the Olympics is the Taylor Swift of the Olympics.
Because she knows everybody.
If your mom's still awake. She's at every event.
She watches tomorrow.
She is the best audience member in the world. She's at... The Misty, whatever her name is, the one that no one can beat in beach volleyball.
Misty May Trainer.
Yep. Her. And her partner, Walsh or Ross. Which one is she with now? Ross. Mm-hmm. Walsh is gone.
They're on a break.
They're on a break.
No, Walsh is not her name. Misty May Trainer is
Obama
the one who retired. And Carrie Walsh...
Jennings.
Jennings is the one who's playing
okay, so
with
whoever she's with now...
Ross.
She's playing with a new girl now, and they're fantastic, and they still have not lost a meet. But if you look, Leslie Jones is in the audience.
She's hysterical.
And she's in the audience of so many sports. She's tweeting, and now it's become so meta, which we'll go back to community and how much I love meta things. It's become so out of control meta that the reporter, the local reporter from 12 News that is in Brazil,
that woman.
Is now following Leslie Jones.
Oh.
That's
my She just tries to find her way through the Olympics to get to Leslie Jones. If you're on the Twitter, if you're twatting currently, please find Leslie Jones tweets from the Twitter sphere.
Or maybe a Yam Lube, if you can find that, that'd be a good joke.
Keep your tunnel moist is what I'm saying.
If you're gonna be in a tunnel,
I've had a moist tunnel.
It's the third lecture I've had this week on the importance of adequate lube. I'm telling you what.
Oh my God. Words to the wise, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your tunnel moist.
I feel like someone should tweet that out immediately.
I just found the name to the show.
Oh, and Anthony, who goes by that other name, because I'm way too far into the wake and bake to pronounce that again.
Oh, boy.
Alouach.
Tony, how you doing? Twatting, yes, Tony.
I'm so sorry.
Instead of tweeting or twittering.
Did we find out where Tony of the unpronounceable last name
Moist
is
tunnel.
From?
Yeah, he's from Nairobi. He's another...
Shut the front door, yay.
I'm not going to say anyone's name from here on out, except for Gabby Douglas. Now, I will... Leslie Jones, just in case you didn't get that
Gabby
point.
Douglas got braces.
Gabby Douglas, Olympic gymnast, right?
Yes.
Do I have the right name?
Gabby, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I did not look at my notes.
From
2012. 2012.
But current, she just won another gold medal. Settle the fuck down.
No, I know, but she, no, no, she, but I didn't know what she made it... her first appearance. I thought it was 08. It was
12. It was 2012, yes.
And she was amazing. Calm down,
she people. Was team gymnastic, mm-hmm. and she was the Olympic all-around gold medalist this year.
She currently has a gold in the women's team all-around.
Mm. Two of them.
Yeah, two golds and a silver.
Google says one.
No, two. They she just won this year.
No. But she won this year. The all-around. Yeah.
She won the all-around in 2012.
Right.
They won the team in 2012, and they
correct.
Won the team this year. So she has That's three correct. Gold medals to her name, two correct. Of them team, one individual.
Yep. In the Rio Games.
One. Just Uno. The one, yeah, because she crashed and burned on the uneven bars, which was sad. She is getting some cyberbullying that is just gone
awful.
Beyond the pale.
Yeah, it's awful.
This is a lovely, talented girl.
Who's all of 20 years old.
Who fought her way back. She had,
no, right.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
20, but it's crazy how young she is, though.
Very, mm-hmm. very young, very accomplished.
Yeah.
And she has this business. They call her something like the Dynasty Chick or something about her burgeoning empire. Like, she's going to Ashley and Kate her way through life. And, like, she sells stuff. There's a reality
Good
show
for her,
coming
yeah.
out.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to brand her way.
And there was a movie right after the 2012 Olympics.
There was a TV movie where she, right. there's a...
Jacqueline Smith may have played her.
Yeah. but she does her own gymnastics. She does yeah. her own gymnastics while Jacqueline Smith... handles the lines with a lot of filters on the camera to make her look 16. But I'm thinking it's Naya Mogo, I hope. So it's just mean how mad they're being. They won the gold medal, and I guess they were all holding stuffed tigers. I don't know, and they were holding something, and she didn't have hers clutched. She stood at attention instead of putting her hand over her heart. And then there's just the racial slurs that have been following her
right.
since she was the first African-American woman
right.
or a woman of color to win the all-around gymnastics in history. And the racial slurs have been coming, and now it's just...
Well, it's about her hair is nappy and her skin, her complexion is bad. Her smile is the most beautiful
Lights
thing.
Up her room.
And she is just... fucking amazing.
And they called her the Flying Squirrel because of how good she...
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
No, that's a compliment.
Oh, God.
The Flying Squirrel
is
her nickname
about?
For how good okay. she is on the uneven bars because of one mm-hmm. of the positions that she transfers from bar to bar to bar, that it's like only a squirrel could hop like that. Like, it's just amazing. Like the Flying Tomato mm-hmm. or whatever
sure,
his name
okay.
is, who some for some reason... But God bless him because it got us the Lady Weir and Tara Lipinski, mm-hmm. so we're not going to complain about the Flying Tomato or Sausage or whatever he is. You know, the snowboarder.
I clearly don't watch.
This is the redheaded
Olympics.
Snowboarder.
Oh, I don't know.
That flies all over and wins
it's
all the medals.
It's not the Flying Sausage.
Sean.
It's not.
Oh,
that,
he's got crappy clothes at Target now,
same.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, that's yeah.
It's not the
clothes.
Same sausage. Here,
so I would just like to multilingualness. I would just like to put out there to stop with the fucking bullying of Gabby
yeah.
Douglas.
Oh yeah,
she's
yeah.
a lovely girl and very talented.
Naya Mogo. Or Nyamogo.
Kenya. Yeah,
no, it'd be Nyamogo.
Nyamogo?
Oh, Nyamogo. Okay. Oh, I like that, too.
Thank you.
It's here. I'll Snapchat you if you send me your address. So I just want to put a kibosh on that.
Me too.
Shit, yeah. And then Kat Carlson 78, right?
Kate Carlson 78, but yeah.
Kate Carlson.
Potatoes.
Let me see what else. I have one more thing. What was my other... I had another Olympic thing. Wait for it.
I'm willing
yeah,
to
I
wait
think
for
you're
it.
Absolutely right, though. People need to just shut the fuck up about her. Because that's so annoying.
The diving woman at the Olympics yesterday. Do we all catch this?
I did
Negative.
Not.
Our American girl, whose name I don't quite have, in the races, they were running. I don't know what they were running towards because we can't have the sound up.
The diving
but,
bird?
No, they were running. It was a race.
Oh, it was a track and field? Okay.
And she became yesterday, all you have to do is Google, the most decorated American runner in Olympic history. She's delightful and very, very pretty. But she was going for what should have been her gold medal, and she was ahead in the race.
That was a lot to type.
Yeah, that is a lot to type. But I'm just trying to shorthand it for you.
Allison Felix?
Yes, Felix. So she became the most decorated American Olympian runner in history. But in her last race of her, what could be her Olympic career, the girl from the Jamaica or the Bahamas was recovering from a fall. She Tonga'd it, let's just say it.
Okay.
We haven't drank in a while.
Fair.
And she dove. Like, she literally put herself in flight. She says she was falling, but it's whenever your torso crosses, whoever's torso crosses the finish line. So even though her feet were behind our beautiful Lady of the Felix, she fell.
Feels like a Catholic church.
Dove, did something.
Okay.
that launched her Superman style across the finish line. And she was awarded the gold. Was it controversial? No, not really. She her torso finished the line
do
first.
Do what you gotta do,
yeah,
man.
She yeah. was, I mean, it was, but it ended up because of the dive being a much bigger margin of victory than it should have been because she was falling. So they were literally what looked like a hundredth of a second. But her fall was so spectacular that she got like this gold that makes it look like she was almost lapping this other chick. And it was, but it's a delight to watch because you really don't know if it's just desperation. Yeah, there she is. There she is diving. Zicardi diving. And I think she's from, it's either Jamaica or Brazil.
Let me look.
Hang on, I'm watching the video.
But the video.
Thrilling radio right now.
Oh, it is really pretty.
Shawnee Miller was not the first athlete to dive, it says. So Shawnee Miller. But she was Bahamian. She is from Bahamian Shawnee Miller.
Yeah. Oh, but it's just a delightful video. And they replayed it all night long because...
Well, why wouldn't they? Sure.
And it perhaps she hurt her ankle and started to fall. Perhaps she decided that, I can fly! You know what I mean? But it was...
She's like, fuck it, I win!
It was...
Where's Hannibal the cat?
And you know how there's those Olympic moments that we're going to be talking about forever? Mm-hmm. This is one of them. Remember when the girl just thought, let's just take flight.
Right.
Let's Tonga this shit across the line.
Fast forward 4 years, that's how everyone finishes every race.
Sure. I like it.
What did you find now?
Wait. I just found out, and I have to find this. Triumph the Insult Atomic Dog.
Good Lord.
Yes.
Held focus groups and showed bullshit Trump ads to focus groups and they bought it.
Yeah.
Now, the funny part about this, I want to see these videos because they all got on board. But this, I think this is...
This is what he does to my entertainment section.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. No, hang on. I have to show you this because this is fucking funny. Triumph the... This is stimulating radio. Triumph the Insult Dog says this. Paul Ryan can bench press all three black people voting for Trump.
All right, we're going to Tonga that one right into the running. Oh, my God. That's...
Oh, no, we have Kat Carlson has a theme song. Here we go.
Oh, why do I have a theme song?
Just because it's fun.
And why is this show 3.5 hours long now?
No, it's only 30 seconds. This song, it's now 18, now 17, now 15.
Good Lord.
You know, I just like to have it.
I do like to have it. It's very nice.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we've allegedly got 3 minutes left in the show. I'm going to do
one. No, we have 30. We have more. We can stop at any time. We can tongue our way out of this. I got shit to do. I want to find the three black people voting for Trump.
All three of them.
Both of them. Three of them.
Goodness gracious. Well, I ran across this today.
Oh.
And I thought I thought it was fun. A lot of people...
Is there a picture I need to have?
What's that? No, there's no picture you need to have. No. You know, presidential politics is in a bit of a lull now. Thankfully, you know, the Olympics has kind of taken a lot of our attention. But it's going to be a big topic this fall. You know, as soon as we're done being distracted by Olympics, bam, it's going to be right back here.
Right back in our face.
And there's going to be, we all have our friends that are clearly dissatisfied with the two front runners.
Mm-hmm.
And they very much want to vote for a third party.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of them out there than you think.
There are a lot of them.
A lot of write-ins.
You know, a lot of people are...
Drunk guy on Central and Thomas.
A lot of people are talking about Gary, what's his name, the Libertarian. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are talking about...
People are saying.
Right. Many people are saying.
Hashtag.
Yeah, some people want to talk about Jill, I don't believe in science, but I'm a Dr. Stein.
Right.
Oh, right.
If
you're voting for her, fuck off. No.
Sorry.
No,
but...
Please, go ahead. Sorry.
Bags full.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee, and I can't imagine why, no one is talking about Jim Hedges.
Nope. You're right.
That's true.
Tell us more about him.
Nobody knows who Jim Hedges is. Well,
is he Benson Hedges' brother?
He might be.
Only Al probably gets that one.
I do?
Might be. I remember
Deluxe
Benson
Hedges. Deluxe Ultra Thin Menthol.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right.
Nice.
They were in the vending machine at the Cashier Country when I started working there.
Green.
Wow, you're old.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Pull the amber handle, man. Oh. Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Jim Hedges is a tuba player from Fulton County.
Oh.
A tuba player, I tell you. And he's campaigning for president as the nominee of the Prohibition Party.
Prohibition Party.
That's right.
I'm not on board.
Gas stations can sell beer. Grocery stores will have wine.
Oh,
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are running for president. What is this world coming to? Jim Hedges, a member of the nation's oldest third party, proposes an alternative. The former tax assessor is running for president in 2016. He says, I'm 78 years old. The other fellows in the Prohibition Party, both of them, decided it was my turn.
Same number as the blacks voting for Trump.
All three of them.
Coincidence?
Well, they're not black, though.
I think
not. Can we see it? Put them side to side. Can we Carney Wilson meatloaf this shit and find out if they're the same person?
I can't do that. I can do anything, but I can't do that.
I won't do that.
I used a different word. It's a conjunction. Shut up.
But I won't do that.
I won't do that. Near, far, wherever you are. I'm changing song. That's all right.
It's all right. We just Celine Dion the shit out of this terrible story.
And I'm going to Alita Adams it. Get here however you can. Move on. Tell the story.
Airplane.
White people, liquor. I don't understand how this works.
Jim Hedges, unlike some of your other third-party candidates, actually has no illusions about changing his address from Needmore, Pennsylvania, to the White House. His name doesn't have the primetime ring that Donald Trump commands. His experience of running the Fulton County Recycling Program and founding a library friends group is a far cry.
So far, except for the not drinking, I think he and I would
from
be friends.
From being Secretary of
he
State,
he reads and recycles. 2 out of 3.
Now, however,
bad.
I think I think if he were to be president, though, and if he avoided a question, it would really bring back the entire thing of "Are you hedging? Are you hedging?"
I think that would
be a big thing.
Could be.
I wonder if he's a gambler.
Yep. He made a 2 out of 3 ain't bad joke that no one got. Gotta go home. I meatloaf the shit out of people.
No, by the way, I enjoyed the meatloaf.
I missed that one. I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, I feel bad.
He reads, he recycles, he doesn't drink. 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, I missed that. I cut you off as you started talking.
It's nice. Good. It's
right.
Good.
I never get to talk anymore.
Oh, yeah. You're shut down pretty fast.
Sure.
Yeah.
God.
You got no.
I've been tonga'd.
Yeah. Donna Summers.
Better known locally as a tuba player.
Well, the hits just keep coming.
It's not a euphemism.
He's a pianist.
His national prospects are plain to see on the party's ledger. He says there's no travel money. Our total budget for this campaign is $30,000.
Wow, that much?
Nearly all of
which... Giuliani's his vice president.
Nearly all of which is being used for ballot access. Now, people don't realize how very expensive it is...
To get on the ballot.
To get on the ballot, period. This isn't... We're not talking about TV time. We're not talking about travel. We're not talking... We're just talking about getting on the ballot.
I don't think somebody from the brass section is going to be making a lot of headway in the campaign, though.
Well, but...
Well?
So far, his name will appear on ballots in Arkansas, Colorado, and Mississippi, and up to 5 other states. No, this is a real thing.
Up to five.
And including.
Maybe not.
He says the first thing to accomplish is to maintain our place in the history books, says Hedges. We want to publicize our own unique issues and keep them on the table.
Politics, you know how you...
politics is the art of the possible. I love that quote.
Yeah, you know that's from? That quote.
No, I don't.
Evita.
The West Wing? Oh, Evita.
No, it's the song, sure. The Art of the Possible.
Huh? Get off my lawn.
Maybe not her entire message.
May not be.
I think it should have been.
People would remember her better if she had stuck to the basics. Get off
my
lawn.
She had a shitty lawn.
Cry for her, Argentina. Not important. Get off her lawn.
The issue, in case you didn't glean that from the name of the party, the issue that has been with the party since its inception 147 years ago is banning the trafficking of alcohol.
Fuckers.
We
what is wrong
here
with
at
him?
Q-Talk America no longer support.
We violently oppose that.
Violently.
My bike is a trafficker of alcohol almost every Tuesday.
Yeah.
My liver is a trafficker of alcohol.
There you go. Nice.
My liver is currently Maria full of grace, full of wine.
The party's 26 platform has been updated to include banning tobacco and recreational drugs.
Oh, what in the hell?
The pro-life, pro-life anti-gambling, Jesus. Anti-fun
He's no
platform.
Anti-fun!
Really not the party guy he thought he was.
Also calls for a balanced federal budget, free college education, and financially sound Social Security and state-level health care systems.
So he's going to keep me from falling down the stairs.
So he's Bernie's not as fun brother.
He's Bernie's brother that's been in AA for 147 years.
Right. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to drink anymore.
That's right.
So, kind of related, and think about it, and you'll get there.
Okay. Bring it on.
You see the back windshield of and they have the stick figures representing the family, and it takes up the whole windshield. It might be time to think about butt sex.
Now you're just shouting memes at me.
Or give better blowjobs. Isn't that funny?
We've reached the point in the show where...
I posted it, I gave it to Jammin, and then I shared it with everybody, and you finally got looped into that on Facebook. I know, you shared it.
It was private messaging me due to its offensiveness. I know. People drive around with...
I don't know the segue between that lovely story she told about some monk who wants to run for president.
Think about one of his platforms in mind. You'll get there.
We'll get there.
But people can drive around with cow eyes in their rectums and you're worried about trafficking alcohol. Right.
Yeah.
Clearly our finger's not on the pulse or up the
rectum
of America.
Benson or Hedges does not listen to this show.
Mm-hmm. I used to think the Benson and Hedges was a jazz group.
They are jazzy, smoky.
Then I realized that actually Mom had an album by George Benson, right, and another guy with his name Hedges.
Sure.
Two different people, yeah, but they had a pack of cigarettes.
One elegant solution.
And neither one wanted you on their lawn.
Yeah, no, get off it.
Yeah, get off it.
Get off my lawn.
Well, little did you know, the Prohibition Party has put up a presidential candidate every election since 1872.
Of course I have.
Now, can I ask you a question about the Prohibition Party? Because I'm sure you're versed in knowledge.
Vetted this story for 3 solid minutes.
Right. How many fucktards and non-fun people are part of this Prohibition Party? And have they been strong since, what, the 20s?
No, earlier than that. Because Prohibition, they didn't just think of the idea and Prohibition happened. Yeah, right. It took like 40 years to get alcohol banned in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. How many people are involved in this?
Well, let's see. In 1916, the Prohibition Party won 1% of the national vote, including more than 2% of California and Pennsylvania. In each of the most recent past 2 presidential elections, the party has been in decline.
I'm sure.
And due to a drinking problem.
And
butt sex.
The answer to your question.
Cowboys.
In each of the past 2 presidential elections, the party has failed to garner more than 1,000 votes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we know what meeting they were at.
Yeah. They're running a write-in campaign in Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania will count the write-ins.
Okay.
They filed to be on the ballot in Iowa, and their efforts are being challenged in New Jersey. They think they have a good chance. They think. Well, you know what? And I get why. They think they have a good chance in Louisiana, Tennessee, and possibly Florida.
Louisiana makes Jack Daniels.
6 to 8 states would be their best showing in 50 years.
Tennessee makes Jack Daniels.
All those states make booze.
In a dry county.
Yes. Oh. There are dry counties. Now, I'm going to take your third party candidate and up you one, because this guy that's running in Utah, somebody Google the name, this guy that's running in Utah because Mormons...
Running for president?
President in Utah, and he just got on the ballot in Utah, and he's trying, but he really isn't trying to win the national election again.
Neither is Trump.
No, right. Exactly. Neither is Trump. But what he is doing is he wants to make sure that Mormons take voting very seriously. They're a very politically active, as most religions are. They're politically active.
I see where he's going with this.
But he wants you to have an alternative you can get behind. And the good thing, the bad thing about it is the expected vote out of Utah for him makes it like a 30-30 left. Like, he's probably going to take up about 40% of the vote in Utah. That will make it a much smaller race, and he's going to take predominantly away from Trump, which all of a sudden makes Utah a state that could go blue for the first time in like a millennium. I mean, it's just crazy. He was interviewed today, I think, on MSNBC. No, he was on Ashley Banfield this morning.
On CNN.
And hey,
CNN.
John Jay.
And it was, John Jay?
Friend of mine, I don't think you've met him, but a local kid here in town. Hi, John, I'm glad you found us.
Evan McMullen is the gentleman you're talking about. He's a never-Trump conservative, and he has made it onto Utah's presidential ballot, a small victory in his his presidential campaign. He's running as an alternative to Donald Trump and has filed the required 1,000 signatures on Monday. Every state has its own requirement.
Right. And he's missed several deadlines, so there's not a big chance. There's very little chance of him getting. Well, there's no chance, actually, now that I think about how I'm saying that, because the deadlines have passed in many of the states to get on the ballot. But he's made it in Utah, and the thing about what he's going to do is that they now have a very safe, comfortable way to vote for president for somebody that's on the ballot. It's not a write-in, and they can again, it's another one of those religions that takes voting very seriously.
Yes.
And they, you know, they're not a monolith, but they vote very similarly. And it's an interesting, it's really interesting to see how they're playing this. And that it puts Utah very much on the table for Hillary Clinton.
And Utah's a really good choice for this because Utah is among the states with the fewest hurdles to get on the presidential ballot.
Mm-hmm.
If you watched my boyfriend's show last night, I watched it, and she did the colorful map of the United States based on the way that they're all leaning and how it's going to mm-hmm. go. And it's like it's insane looking at the map of states that have been red forever mm-hmm. and have like right. never since the beginning of time ever voted Democratic, and they're all just turning over yeah. like Georgia, last Georgia. Night's trick.
But we have to make sure that Democrats don't get complacent.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, they can't.
You have to show up.
But it, like she said, Utah is one of them. She's like, yep. Can you imagine? It's like the.
Can you imagine Utah yep. a blue you, state?
But Utah's was, a blue state.
It was interesting watching Trump, who normally is just. You know, fucking talking out of his ass with cow eyes.
Verbal diarrhea.
Like you do.
Verbal diarrhea.
Right.
Cow eye related
just
diarrhea.
Making things up right and left and not being necessarily serious, right? Where he's out there and he's like, you know, making that stupid fucking face of his and doing all that. Well, instead, he's up there, he's like, people, can you get your people to go out
right.
and vote?
Right. We're hurting. We're hurting.
In Utah.
Yeah, no, he does. He said that. He's like, we're hurting out there. Can you rally yeah. some people?
And he was, it was the first time I've seen him. Kind of serious. Where
he said that in about a couple of states, but yeah. you're right, Utah was one of the ones that he said
it. Because he's like, I like the Mormons.
I thought you said something else.
Mm-mm. I like the Mormons a lot.
But
this went to a wonderful place.
And so
you're out. In other words, you're out of it. Is what yep. it is.
Yeah, so I'll just recap that nerdcast I sent you all that hopefully you'll listen to. But what they were saying about the news cycle, and especially for Trump, if Clinton has a bad day news cycle wise. Which she did. She had the FBI director coming mm-hmm. out and just shitting on her for a day.
Yep.
But then the Congress decided to have like a congressional session, which made her look good.
Right.
Because he defended her at every turn. He had a soundbite they didn't write at home. They decided to fuck it to death, and they fucked themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a day about Clinton. And Trump doesn't know to stay off Twitter and just let this news cycle.
Right.
Take her score down.
Let her tread
shut
water
up,
for a while.
Stay home. Turn off your Twitter. Let her ride this news cycle and her scores down. And instead, he gets on Twitter and gets himself in trouble. Or he goes off script. And remember, he hates Obama because Obama is the teleprompter president.
Yeah.
So the worst thing you can do, according to Trump,
is
read a teleprompter. And now the only time he sounds sane is when he's reading someone else's words. And then he looks
horrible.
Like he can't read.
He's horrible at teleprompters.
It looks like he can't read.
Oh, awful.
I mean, as bad as we all are at reading copy in here, he's atrocious.
Yeah.
Is that...
And actually,
I've never read
he
copy
sounds like somebody who's either had a lobotomy or is on lithium, and he's just like...
Yeah.
It's
a very
brutal.
Uninspired speaker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have this going on. So the people on the thing that I send you are talking about if someone would just tell him to stay out of her news. Like
I think they do tell him is the problem. I think he is 10 times the unmanageable candidate that Sarah Palin was.
Oh.
Well, now that
and
Roger,
I think that's a conservative
Sarah
estimate.
Sarah Palin is just a
dream
little
yeah.
bitch.
Well, now that
him.
Roger Ailes,
and that's what scares the crap out
oh,
of me.
Oh God, I agree.
Now that Roger Ailes is all in this, you're right, Amina.
No,
Rachel Maddow's no, my boyfriend. No. Rachel doesn't know this, and I'm sure Rachel's wife
Although
doesn't know this.
Although
she loves it. We'll look so cute together going to 1 in 10 events.
I think she'll like it.
But now that Roger Ailes is apparently the advisor to this campaign, though it's unofficial, no, everybody's like, nothing to see
right,
here, nothing to see there.
How do you lose women then hiring a female sex assailant
right, no.
to head your campaign?
No, what I'm saying, no. The only reason I'm saying that I'm making note of this is, because he was able to pull a couple other people out of their ass and get them to focus. I think Roger Ailes is going to be that one that says, shut up, stay off Twitter. Mm-hmm. She can sink herself. I'm not encouraging this by any means.
I think it'd be brilliant for Roger Ailes to say anything about a female.
No, right. But I'm just saying what we're looking at right now is right. that he's apparently out of Fox. He's into the Trump campaign legitimately now. Mm-hmm. He's going to be trying to direct this ship. Yep. So I think he's going to be the one. He's the one that pulled fucking Poppy Bush out and made Poppy Bush seem like somebody who wasn't milquetoast. He pulled him out back in the 80s and made
Then he lost the second election.
I get that, but he got him in. The problem is he got him in.
Yeah.
Sure. So what I'm saying is if Ailes comes out of this and he starts to coach somebody and say, oh,
but, you but just, think you just, about it for a second.
Oh, I agree with what you're saying.
But George Bush the first, 8 years as vice president, the director of the CIA, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I think that's correct.
Congressman for years from a family dynasty. Like, he's Bush the second. Prescott Bush.
Mm-hmm. Right, the original which was in the Bush. 60s.
So you have a family of public service. Like it or don't like them, right. They live their life in public service. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This was an experienced man. Like, whether you liked Bush or not, you couldn't argue with been in government 4 years, knew right. some stuff.
Yeah. Couldn't you make it some, 2 terms.
But, and so, and the thing that I sent you that none of you listen to, and I'm going to keep harping on like that, I feel bad till you get me biscuits. The fact is that how Hillary's winning is she just lays low. Mm-hmm. When her it's cycle's true. Going shitty, she doesn't get out there and try to defend herself. She just waits for him to self-destruct.
Fuck up again.
And then she'll just put a little comment about what he said, and the press divert. They all reset, and their guns all go this way. And you're like, it's a brilliant strategy. Let him fuck himself, and if I stay quiet...
No, I 100% agree.
And what? In case you're wondering, and from I've been—I mean, I'm seriously like addicted to podcasts.
Amina, thank you. Amina, thank you.
Yeah, softcore porn star.
Maddo got married.
Yeah,
we gotta find that out. Ready?
Fuck. Yes.
God damn
it! I'm never getting that hair back.
Now you're cuckolding someone. Well, I forgot what the point
which
was.
Which sounds
but I'll
more
think of
fun
it
than
later.
It is.
I'll
think of it later, but it was genius.
Can we go to something else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's our final segment of the night. Welcome to it.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk, because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck. So at the, let's say, 5/8 way through the Olympic Games, mm-hmm. Not a particular sport, but it could be a feeling, a moment, or what's the thing that's really made you, like, sit up and pay attention? Like, because I was... firmly convinced I was not watching this round of Olympics. I was uninterested, and the diseases were too much crime, too much disease. And then, like 30 seconds of the opening ceremony, I'm like, "When is it on?" Like, my DVR is sweating. It's like Shark Week sweating.
Oh, Shark Week comparable.
So, I mean, what's the thing this time that's kind of captured the imagination?
The swimming,
if you will.
The swimming more than.
And what's
more
her name? Katie.
Katie Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky
is amazing.
And you know what? Once they got her out of Once they got her out of the pool and gave her a blowout, that hair got better.
I know.
Because I was like, "Oh, honey, don't do that."
No, but it was okay. What's happening with this?
John Jay, I would be with you. Just so John Jay says, is anybody afraid of other countries who do not regard women as equals, thinking that America is weak because of our president?
No,
we're going to be like the 75th country that that has a female leader. Starting, mm-hmm. I mean, India back in the 60s with Indira Gandhi.
Absolutely,
we have Frau Merkel. We have Margaret Thatcher.
And America, I think it's a really
even Amina called her Frau Merkel.
I enjoy that.
I think it's a really, really fair question because America's looked at a little bit differently.
Yeah,
somehow, but
no, that's fucked up.
I don't think so.
We're looked at through our own sexist, racist lens.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely. So I don't. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that the. She'll be good. I'm with her.
Yeah, I'm with her.
Hashtag I'm with her.
Yeah, like we did look this up before, and it was Asia. It was Sri Lanka and India in the 60s.
Yeah,
that had their first female leaders. Correct.
And
then Israel.
Oh, Mahatma Gandhi?
Golda Meir.
Meyer.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ! I saw a movie about her. I watched a TV movie about her. How did I forget her?
The one thing with the swimming that I was. Really excited about, I found myself just kind of just cheering like crazy, was for the other Simone, Simone Manuel, who
And was that not a beautiful swim and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment?
It really was.
Because
first black swimmer to get a medal.
An individual medal.
An individual gold, yep.
And after the Italians have been shitty, remember the girl Italian gymnast said when Simone won her first gold medal in gymnastics that they should paint their skin
That's what
black.
We talked about last week.
And right. then it kind of died down for a few years, and then the Italian coach said, well, they can't be swimmers because they're not buoyant. And like that was still hanging over the world as like blacks can't swim. And they hadn't done the piece. It was two sisters from Australia that had made the finals, and they had done the Time to Cry Your Eyes Out piece on them, and then they picked what they thought might be a bronze or silver medalist. They had done the Cry Your Eyes Out piece on her, and then say her name again, Simone Manuel won the race. They had nothing prepared.
Nothing.
They did not have a package ready. She got out of the pool, beautiful black woman, pulls off the cap, and she's got the hair that you're not supposed to get wet or touch, and she was just lovely and in the moment, and it was a fabulous moment. And to see her look up at the screen and be like, what the fuck? I won the gold?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it was
and
the
just
best
the look on her face. Like, she was just swimming her head, and it was like, how'd I do? I fucking won.
Yeah. It was really one of those best moments, and I just cried for her, and I thought it was wonderful.
I did, too. I cried through the interview, and then when she's standing there accepting the gold medal, and she's like, what the fuck is this?
She
like,
was.
You could just see it in her face. Like, I just came here to do well. Like, I was going to do my best and tell people I was an Olympic athlete, and then I won a gold medal.
Yeah.
And then the damnedest thing happened. I'm really good at this. It was wonderful.
I thought it was interesting that there was a huge blow up about NBC not playing her gold medal award as far as with the national anthem.
They were caught off guard because of what we see at night is all cut and pasted, and they had not prepared for her to. They had not done that.
Everybody,
and they had. I think they did it on the Ryan Seacrest "Your IQ is Falling" segment that they.
Well, they did, but you're exactly right, but people didn't realize that. So there was a huge amount of uproar that hear this, and I believe on the, she's not on the cover of Sports Illustrated, or isn't going to be, and that kind of bummed me out. Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, and Katie Ledecky are the three on there.
Because you have stories prepared.
No, I get it. No. Yeah. They're Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
But you can throw Simone Manuel.
She'll be on next month. There are certain things you have prepared that you know something big's going to happen. And then there's this girl who really went in to do
her
best.
Yeah. Sure.
And be known as an Olympic. Because if you think about it, 99% of the people that go to the Olympics are just there to be Olympic athletes.
Absolutely.
And have that on their resume as I competed in the Olympics and did really, really well.
Right.
And if you tell somebody, I was seventh, I'm the seventh fastest fucking swimmer in the world, that's an instant non-surprise hard-on coming your way.
I'll have sex with you.
You know what I mean?
It's like cow-wise.
That's about 11 million places faster than me.
Than me, right. But just Olympic alternate, and I'm like, I got surprise wood for you. I am in the bag.
Drink on Mondays.
You're almost like the Japanese pole
vaulter. Exactly. I go to the pole vault, and the hard-ons keep me from winning. That's what I'm saying.
Your dick is just knocking shit all over the place.
I have a podcast on Tuesdays. That's about all I can tell, McPherson.
You know the Tarte's pants are completely off now, right?
I know who the winner is. That's all I'm going to give you.
Not only did she play along, she did an imitation
of Will Sasso. Will Sasso. Playing.
Welcome to the high rise portion of hell.
Oh, well, we're moving on up.
Kat Carlson, same question. Burns don't bean on the grill.
What?
Beans don't.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen don't fry in the fish. Go ahead, Kat Carlson, same question.
We clearly were not raised by Michelle and Barack Obama.
No.
Those are classy children. We ain't that.
I've never lived in a house built by slaves.
Go lower.
You don't know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. This is why we can't even run for dog catcher because I think I've said bad things about dogs.
I just crossed politics off of my bucket list entirely.
Exactly.
I am much more of a Winter Olympics kind of a girl.
Really?
You put some ice dancing on and I am glued for days. All this swimming and shenanigans, I'm like,
there's more skin.
The diving though. Oh, good.
Oh,
sweet baby, sweet baby Jesus.
Wait till you get to where I'm going with this story.
Weirdly,
bring a towel.
Opening ceremony.
I'm going to Britain next. Tonga.
Weirdly,
Britain.
professionally athletically built women and naked boys aren't doing it for me.
Did you see that bitch that won the fucking deadlift weightlift shit?
Also not my jam.
I was, no.
But she enjoys jam, ironically.
I was at my mom's and that walked up and I'm like, oh, this ought to be good.
Right.
Oh, that's a woman. Oh my God. No, I did enjoy when she realized she won.
Star Wars. That's what I said to her when I met her.
when she dropped the barbell and she realized what she'd done, her reaction was lovely. I thought
she
it was
won
so,
a sense of occasion
she was,
out of them.
It was wonderful. Right. But I was like, oh, and then they brought the one from China.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I bet she can lift an entire Kia.
If you need to review my type, I have a whole folder on my phone.
Or as he tells it, Hyundai.
As soon as Selena Gomez, is that her name?
Oh,
what's really like?
Oh, she's a little young, but
Mia Varos, right. What's her
Demi
name?
Lovato.
Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato. I said a lot of vowels. That should help.
You did say a very ethnic
Some
name.
Some of
That's
them
true.
Were English.
Amanda's mad.
Some of them were English.
I got. Let me
is
make
that
sure.
Is that the weightlifter?
I think so.
What's her name?
Yes, Sarah Robles.
I wouldn't want to get in a fight with her. However, I told my mom if I ever owned a bar, I'd want her to be my bouncer. That's what I said.
I literally said the same thing.
Jeez and rice. She's a big,
so anyway,
full-figured.
I have been fairly girl. Tuned out God of the her. Summer Olympics. My one chance to really tune in.
Well, he calls Rachel Maddow his boyfriend, so it's a trend.
Well, that's maybe.
I almost shot Canadian whiskey out of my nose.
I would have drank it. I'm not a proud woman. I just want to tell you how low the bar is.
Oh, are you kidding? We're stepping over it.
Exactly.
Clayton McKee, your answer?
Oh, well, let
so
me...
So nothing from the summer did it for you?
Nothing.
Dressage?
Really?
Didn't
not
get
really
you a
nothing.
Little,
you want me to try the fourth time?
Not even... Yeah, your tunnel moist? Not even what do you call it? Beach ball, volleyball, slapping shit,
ball,
whatever
volleyball.
It's called, over the net?
Oh, Misty Graham's trainer...
By the way, Misty May trainer retired four years ago.
Her girlfriend
What
is...
about Megan Trainor, her sister?
It's all about
She's
that
all
base.
About that base.
That's
volleyball
what makes so
volleyball no, gets no. you nowhere.
Volleyball gets me nowhere. However,
and it gets me nowhere. What,
however, women's soccer was going to get me there.
Except for Hope Solo's.
Except
account.
For.
Hey,
I will stab you in the neck.
You can stab me wherever the
oh,
fuck you
want. Oh, we're stabbing people.
Hope Solo is a cunt. And
really
he was in
right
that
now.
Bullshit sports bullshit. She was so wrong.
Cardboard
on
and
so many levels.
Straight through Hawaiian shirt.
She was
$4.95.
So wrong.
$4.95.
Play a sport for 5 minutes and you will know that she is the most wrong person ever, especially someone who is
I call
be.
This a sport. I can't do it.
Fair
the
enough.
Girls,
but
the,
for anyone to
the
be
The girls
out
are
going to
throw down in a second. Oh,
shit.
We have 2 minutes.
Let's... People, no.
Okay, are you right.
Clayton McKee.
She was being there for 4 years.
That was clearly the wrong answer. Please get me out of this so I can go home.
I've decided that I'm gonna go to Tonga. We all are aware of that towel.
That towel.
Now,
slightly stiffened.
I remember 2 years
I'm
ago when the show with Clayton
Britain.
McKee
oh,
was gonna go
oh,
to Rio.
Oh, we need a moment of silence for
I'm
Britain.
Also gonna go to Britain to see Lewis Smith, who lives in Britain. I'm very happy with him.
Oh, and he's happy with you. Look how excited
he
is.
Look at that. That's a bottle of champagne.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's even happier. He's... Oh, but when I saw this... But,
like, he's not pole vaulter.
Yeah, he's not giving you pole vaulter's dick.
I don't care. He can give me whatever he wants. But I think that is adorable.
He's cute.
So I got on board with pommel horse people from Great Britain.
Let me just say, I just...
Hurry up.
All I do is DVR things that say gymnastics, diving...
I
and then
thing, yeah.
What I'm not allowed to watch, even in the comfort of my own home, I'm not comfortable with this level of masturbation. men's water polo?
I don't
no.
get it. No.
No, uh-uh. They're too hot. And you know what they do? They wear bikinis and celebrate and touch each other inappropriately, and I'm at a level of excitement that I cannot handle.
Yeah, except for they all wear the same cap that he had on trying
Does
to pull
it,
through crochet.
I don't care if it
like
looks like
can't
you can't spell
that.
Your own name or might be like about to lick the window. Your body.
Is that where you, is that your stepping off
no,
point?
No, but it's where I landed.
Well, I was going to say, because you got not much time to tell us
no,
the rest of the story.
It really is just gymnastics or swimming. And I'll go do this. Michael Phelps,
mm-hmm.
12 years ago, said in 2004 when he was a little kid with only like, didn't even mm-hmm. have a medal yet because he didn't medal in Sydney in 2000, said he wanted to make swimming a premier sport. Mm-hmm. It is now all that's on prime time. The only thing they're doing live is swimming, and they have it timed because swimming is now the sport of America, and he really has done what he said he was going to do, and he made it Everyone wants to swim now. Thank God. Learn how to swim.
I have a pool in my backyard, but I'm letting the birds use it right now.
I can't DVR wrestling, Amina, because you heard what happens during the water polo.
Yeah, that's bad enough.
I can't watch that. I got to leave the house. She might start masturbating.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what you've done? You've wasted 3.5 hours on this Tuesday night or Wednesday morning listening to us, enjoying us. Thank you for doing it. It's great to have you here. The next time we talk to you, the Olympics will be over, and we'll all be talking about it in our rear view mirror.
No, that's how I like to describe diving. My rear view mirror.
We wrap up tonight's show. Let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to The Show on Hume Talk America.